You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Hey there, fans of You Know What, Dude? If you want to bring in the year 2013 the right way, then there's no better way than catching Robert Kelly's two special New Year's Eve shows at Magoobie's Joke House in Timonium, Maryland. Join Robert and kick in the new year laughing with an open bar, a champagne toast, and even special packages available for a one-night stay. So you can go right from laughing your asses off at the show with Robert to making some sweet New Year's love to your date afterwards. Tickets are going fast, so go to robertkellylive.com right now and get your tickets for the Magoobies New Year's Eve party with your boy, Robert Kelly, for a night you do not want to miss. Happy New Year, dude! Check out a good friend of the show, Dave Attell, on his hysterical show on Showtime, Dave's Old Porn, Thursday nights at 11 p.m. Join Dave and his A-list comedian pals as they provide play-by-play commentary to the grainy, cheesy, absurd, and utterly classic pornography films from the 70s and early 80s. Dave's got comedians like Jim Norton, Bill Burr, Joe Rogan, and Artie Lang mixed in with classic adult film stars like Nina Hartley, Vanessa Del Rio, Seika, and more. So check out Dave's Old Porn with Dave Attell on Showtime, Thursday nights at 11 p.m.
So here's another episode of YKW Dude podcast. I took a break from playing Xbox on a fine Saturday to do this new little thing. It's called an intro to the show. I'm going to be doing this from now on. I'll let you know what the show is going to be about, who's on the show. I don't know. It's just a little something different. I want to try it. This week we have Big J Okerson talking about his metal cruise he went on, which was, it was pretty funny. You know, Big J's always great on the show. He can talk for fucking days. Sometimes you have to literally tell him to shut the fuck up, but he's hilarious, man. He tells us about doing comedy on this fucking cruise ship, and he got blown off by Sully, the lead singer at Godsmack. Because I told him I was friends with the guy, which I am. Now, I'm not his best friend, but I know him. And he tried to use my name, and he got a nice hot one. But we got Paul Verzey back on, one of my new favorites. Really good guy, solid guy, funny guy. He was a reference from Bill Burr, you know, told me about him. But I actually apparently knew Paul from a long time ago. But he came on. He had some stuff, some issues he really couldn't talk about because of legal ramifications, really. But we talked, we got an interesting conversation towards the end of the show about rage and fighting and, I don't know, all this crazy stuff, man, you know. And it was interesting, really interesting stuff. The show is a little long. It's a 2.5-hour show, just to let you know. So if you have to bail out of it halfway through, I get it, and come back to it later. Let me know that, too. I've been trying to do... Maybe I was thinking of doing the shows an hour long, or maybe an hour and 20. I don't know. I have no fucking idea. So, you know, email me. Let me know what you think about these two-hour shows, two-and-a-half-hour shows we're doing. You like them? Do you not like them? YKWD at riotcast.com. You guys have any questions? You got any critiques? Please email us at that email address. We got Kelly Festuca and myself and Dan Soda, a.k.a. Monster Voice, came back, which I was excited about. I'm so happy. His career's fucking blowing up. He's doing Conan soon. We're going to give you that date next week on the podcast, the night you can tune in and see Monster Voice kill it on Conan. I'm very proud of him, man. He's coming up from, when he started the show, he was a goddamn waiter. He would come from his waiting job up the street and smell like tacos, and now he's doing Conan. I love that. I love it. It's great. So this one's a good one. It's a little long, you know, whatever. So I hope you enjoy it. And that's it. The YKWD podcast with Jay, Paul Verzey, Monster Voice, Kelly Festuca, and myself begins now.
Hey, gang. This is Colin Quinn.
This is Jim Norton.
This is Dennis Leary.
This is Opie from a lot of things.
This is Burt Kreischer.
Stan Cook, and you are listening to Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude?
You know what, dude?
You know what, dude?
Ippy bippy baya, ippy bippy boo. Dippy dippy daya, yabba dabba doo.
Dude!
This is Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude?
You know what, dude?
All right. Yeah, well, we're fucking rolling, dude.
Really?
I don't fuck around no more. I don't want this fuck. What are we, a real show? We're real radio? Where we're, yeah, right. We're coming.
Check my lock.
We, yeah, I'm
fucking
in.
You're in.
You know, unless you want to start like a real radio show. Yeah. You want to do that?
If we could get imaging, that'd be awesome.
Imaging? What the fuck is imaging?
That's like what they play in between breaks.
How about this?
Music?
Kelly, give me your...
Give me a beat.
Give me your shit. Give me your plug, Kelly.
Kelly, give me a beat.
Give me your plug, Kelly, in your computer. I want to play something.
The this, audio.
My new, yeah.
You're going to hear it.
Yeah, we're not going to hear it. Here we go. You ready?
Ah, I spoiled the surprise.
You can do it. Yeah.
Do you know how to use it?
Do I?
Uh-oh.
There we go. Booyah.
I got a massage from somebody.
What'd you get?
Big J, I'm on the road.
What the fuck's that mean?
I don't know.
Doesn't mean anything.
I texted him going, so try for 7:45, Jay. He's like, ah, you know me.
We knew you on the show.
I love this. Is pretty hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, watch this. Watch, see that humming sound?
Yeah.
Yeah. Watch this. Ready? Gone.
It's a fan. It's a fucking $2 fan.
Fucking up the whole show.
Ruins the whole show. What the fuck? What just happened? All right, maybe we won't fucking start the show now.
I still can't get your internet.
Oh fuck! You don't really.
Exclamation point! I mean, if I don't need it, I don't need it. I can figure it out later.
No, you know what? I'm sick of this. I'm just doing the show.
Okay.
Right, Paul?
That's it. Let's
last
do
week
it.
Was a fucking nightmare, wasn't it?
Was it? I thought we had fun.
No, because.
No, he meant getting going.
Yeah, getting going was a fucking nightmare.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
You're listening to Big 103.5. Coming live with Robert Kelly in the morning.
I really fucking...
Is that what you used to do?
No, I
that
didn't.
That sounded
do it.
Fucking great.
But I mean, I used... Yeah, I used to do shit like that.
Hang on, let the song play a little bit. For
the next 3 weeks, I went home them night. I know what this is. Place to play. Well, I thought my picking would set them on fire, but nobody
wanted to hire a guitar man. Like a Jerry Reed, baby. When songs meant something.
They did it for the love.
Tell a story to the people.
Yeah. I thumbed on down to Panama City, started checking out some of them all-night bars. Hoping I can make myself a dollar making music on my guitar. Good. Got the same old
story. Yeah, you could. That's what he did.
He also got hepatitis. Panama City?
We don't need
a
guitar man, son. We don't need it.
We don't need a dishwasher. I need someone that can perform a task, not a guy that plays a guitar.
Yeah.
I'm kind of siding with the guy he's arguing with in the song. Like, yeah, that guy's running a restaurant. He doesn't need some guitar player. It's busboys.
But then he showed him what he had.
Well, then, and in this case, I feel wrong.
Yeah. Two chords. Here we go. Oh, shit. Come on, man. Come on, man.
I'm wondering how many, like, drunk, real pieces of shit this fires up to hit their wife. Like, they're like, guitar man! Deborah, get in here! So if you ever take a down to the ocean, find or make it on out to the club called Jackson. You've got a little time to kill. Just follow that crowd of people.
This guy sounds like a bum that can just play the guitar really well.
He just goes, how the fuck did this make money ever?
This?
Oh, this was hit.
Where?
He bought a house because of this song.
Do you know who this is?
No.
Come on, you ready?
I know nothing about shit like
this. You'll know who this is, ready? Here we go. This is the guy who wrote this song. One of the baddest songs
ever.
Ever. He's bound
and down. Oh, okay.
Load it up and truck it.
This I heard, yeah.
We're going to do what they say can't be done.
Oh, no.
We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there.
I'm happy now because you're playing.
Do you listen to this shit for real? Oh, you do? You too?
Not real.
Yeah. Never mind them brakes. Let
it all hang out because we got to run to make. Oh, shit. The boys are thirsty. Hey, where's my purple? And there's beer in Texarkana. We'll get back no matter what it takes. He's bound and down, loaded up and trucking.
We have to do what they say can't be done.
Oh shit, Ebonics, where it first started from.
We really should have been a Southern sheriff. Five jammed? Are you mouth soloing?
I'm mouth soloing.
Are you mouth soloing?
There we go. Enough of that shit.
Yeah, that shit drive you into fucking nuts.
Dude, I have. I love this.
Really?
I don't know what's happening. I'm getting into country music.
Are you really? Somebody, I talked to somebody else who was getting older going,
it's
you
not
know
bad.
What?
It's not bad.
I think.
Nate and I went to the Country Music Hall of Fame.
Yeah, well, he's a fucking redneck, though.
Yeah.
Dude, when I was in Cleveland, Kenny Chesney was playing the Browns Stadium, and fucking Cleveland just flocked. It was unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. Chesney's he's
dude,
a
Chesney draw. Made Chesney made $70 million, like, makes $70 million a year.
FYI, Paul Verzi back on the fucking show.
Yes, man. Thanks for having me back.
Monster Voice, my big baby boy is back fucking hanging out.
Hey.
Wow, this fucking, this goddamn, just bring light to the show, baby.
I just love seeing you, Bobby.
You just bring light to me. You make me happy.
Love seeing you, Bobby.
And then we get Kelly Festuca.
Hey, mate.
Who's looking good?
Oh, you
look, you're looking
Kelly,
good.
You look excellent tonight.
Yeah, well, now you don't with those fucking creepy eyebrows when you, hey, okay, thanks.
Kelly, no, you're the first person ever who texted me mate.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I just looked at this. She's like, hey, mate. I was like, all right, yeah, that's not you.
I share with her. Thanks, guys.
My manager calls me from the road.
Yeah.
And he goes, I fucking love it. You know, Serpico. Yeah. Fucking love it. I'm like, what? I'm getting ready for a compliment. He goes, that fucking episode with the chicks. I thought I was going to fuck. It's fucking great.
Really?
He's not going to sign you. Relax.
She just saw her way out.
Yeah, it didn't give you a fucking 10
I'm
minutes
have
of
the
good
view.
Material.
It's going to be like The
Real?
View.
That's hilarious.
I'm on my way out, baby.
Oh, shit.
No.
Yeah, you're counting your stuff.
No, it's just that someone likes me. That's great.
She went, really? They like me?
Really like
yeah,
me.
Yeah, he fucking loved it. And really? I got to look, man, I know there's some haters out there. I get it. Being a guy and listening to fucking three, how many chicks?
There was four of us in Rob Sprantz.
Five chicks. Fuck. three hot chicks and one.
Doable.
One good looking chick. Yeah, doable. And then an ugly bird.
Oh, I was talking about Sprantz is doable.
No, I'm talking about Kelly is doable. Oh, that's because you're my daughter. I'd only fuck like you if I had to, if there was gum points.
How did that go with all you girls? Good?
It was fun.
Catty. I was kidding.
No, but we got too comfortable and just like really cackled over each other. But it's because we were really excited.
Yeah, you guys did good. You did fucking good. And he was like, I fucking love it. They were talking about how fascinating. Women talking about taking shits.
Fascinating.
Yeah, he thought it was fascinating because all these young, kind of whatever hot chicks were talking about shit that fucking... What the fuck is that noise? Oh, plug that in, honey. Hang on one second.
We got a live wire.
People listening, hold. It's not it.
Nope.
What is it? I don't like it. Hang on. What?
It's coming from where? Not right here.
I found it.
Bob,
the fucking magic man.
You make it work.
I'm the fucking producer of this show.
You do everything. You wear all the hats.
I'm the fucking producer, Kelly. Plug it in. Go now. Go quick. One shot. Go.
Oh.
I'm the producer.
Producer? Is that like a filmist?
I fucking hate you.
Why are you leaving me hanging?
There's a scarf.
No, it looked like you were about to fart. That's what I was.
Here's the deal. I had acid reflux.
Oh,
so
me too. It's a
if I
one.
And if so I don't laugh at one of your jokes, it's because of that.
You take medicine for that?
I do.
Yeah.
What do you take?
Hang on one second, guys. Unplug that. It's fucking killing me. It's not working.
Fuck it.
It's done.
What do you take?
AZT? Yeah, I take some shit.
I take Prilosec.
It's AIDS drugs, by the way, guys.
Did you get the...
How am I supposed to know what's in an AIDS cocktail?
You are going to get AIDS.
And why would you even say that?
Because you fuck chicks without condoms.
No, I don't.
Do you really?
No.
Yeah, he does.
I bag it up. Bobby is a bold-faced...
No.
I bag it up. I'm a hypochondriac.
There's no condom that fits his weird dick.
How do you know his dick is weird?
Because it's fucking known, dude. It's known throughout the fucking...
Weird Dick Dan Soder.
acts it out all the time.
That's old Dick Danny. That's old weird Dick Dan.
He has
Monster
to use a,
Dick.
He has to use a Ziploc. That's the only other kind of fits.
And a rubber band.
You ever fuck a girl without a condom and then like the next day, like hypochondriacs do that and then like the next day is fucking.
Yeah. It's the worst thing in the world.
Oh my God.
Nothing worse than knowing that you fuck someone that you should never have fucked. But like, knowing that you
No, but when you were getting fucked, like I remember one time I was in college and I was getting laid, right? And I had a rubber on and this girl was just riding like so fast going nuts and she goes, you know, you don't need a condom. And I was like, nah, fuck that, man. I'm worried about AIDS. And she goes, I don't have it. And I was like, all right. That's all it fucking
took. It's reassuring.
It's ridiculous.
Well, let's stop for 1 second. There's 2 points. Number one, there is a point when you're fucking a chick and you come inside her and you're fine. It's when you're actually married and you want to have a baby. For the last 2 years of my life, I've been dumping into a hole and nothing happened. So... So there's the other side of that coin too.
Right,
where
right.
Like, fucking come on, attached to something.
Yeah, Jesus.
But I think that AIDS is really no. I'm sorry for that pause. That was a terrible pause.
That was a long pause.
It was my acting. My acting teacher would say you could drive a truck through that pause.
the theater.
The theater. You're a filmist.
You're a filmist. hypochondria.
It's hard to get AIDS for a guy. It's really hard. No one, they won't say it because they can't.
It's all a conspiracy. It's these chicks getting their AIDS. I know a bunch of gay dudes that'll be like, actually, it's really easy to get AIDS.
Yeah, if you're fucking.
It's called going bareback in a bathhouse.
Yeah, in an asshole.
Yeah,
yeah, with blood, with blood everywhere.
Yeah,
yeah,
dude. Ah, they're toughened up. They're calloused up by the time they're really taking a deep kick.
Callous the inside of an asshole.
Whatever you wear it, anything gets worn. It's like I imagine it's kind of like a very.
It gets like a leathery inside pocket. Oh.
Yeah.
What? That doesn't happen to vaginas.
It does it?
No, it doesn't. No, you don't get calluses. Not fucking learning to play the guitar.
Look at the chicks in porn.
Yeah, but chicks get wet.
They got like...
Assholes don't get wet, though.
All right, everybody. Assholes get...
Chicks in porn's vaginas are like old mitts. They've just taken so many baseballs.
That's stupid. That's not true.
I think it's real. It's Dan science.
I know that a little gay guys have told me they shit better after they've had sex.
Oh, it's Jesus. Kelly, I really could have done without
Gasha's
that.
Right
that, is,
out.
That is true.
Oh.
That is true.
It is
That's
it?
Absolutely true. I will.
Who needs a colonic?
Oh, that's fucking awful.
Pinch my nipple or it's going to happen all over you.
I just ate shawarma.
I had a doctor say to me, because I was paranoid, and I was like, this is back when AIDS was a beast. Yeah. When AIDS was AIDS.
Number one hit.
Yeah,
like when 86
selling out stadiums.
Yeah, fucking all over.
Movies done and the band played on.
I said, I was like, dude, I'm worried about getting AIDS. He goes, do you do heroin? I'm like, no. He goes, do you fuck dudes? He literally said, do you fuck dudes in the ass? And I went, no. He goes, you're fine.
Yeah, but this was back when AIDS didn't have a name yet. This was when you're asking medical advice.
True. That's not true. I'm not talking when he was like, dude, the new bug.
Yeah.
Do you have the flu? When they were calling it the flu. Remember that? I died of the flu.
Yeah.
No, it was the he said, we can't come out and it's very hard for a heterosexual man who has vagina sex to get AIDS because of it's hard to it's a little tiny pee hole.
Yeah.
And it's a dick is harder than an open vagina or asshole. OK, it's not that easy to get AIDS. It's not as easy. You don't just stick your dick in and get AIDS
right now.
I don't think this is a conversation that the World Health Organization wants us to be having.
Bobby is, no, let him go. I like this. Bobby is writing his medical journal on how it's like AIDS is so big and the pee hole is so small.
Dude, you can't give a...
You don't dude, you can't get the fucking AIDS, dude.
AIDS is big, dude. Pee hole small, dude.
Every Lifetime movie from the 80s told me otherwise.
I would fucking I would get a girl with AIDS and fuck her without a condom.
Wow, that
okay.
Is
and then
just,
I will fuck my wife.
Okay, now you're just being cruel.
Dan, can we put that in writing?
I just think you're being mean.
That would be a good fear factor.
No, that would.
This chick has AIDS. We want you to fuck her without a condom.
50
and then
grand.
Fuck your wife.
Oh.
Not my wife. The guy's wife in the
obviously.
Show. I'm telling you, it's hard to get AIDS. It's not as easy as you think. You have to have blood contact. Blood has to get in. AIDS blood has to get in your body.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't. It's hard to get AIDS blood. Look at when you when a chick sucks a dick, she shouldn't brush her teeth. You know what I mean? Because it's hard to get AIDS from jizz. You have to get it from blood.
Yeah,
why shouldn't we brush our teeth?
Because
in case your gums bleed.
Your gums bleed, and if he's got a little blood coming off his cock because you don't know how to suck dick because you're from Australia, okay. And you do it backwards like your toilet bowls.
You know, real hypochondriac asking chicks if they got gingivitis and shit.
Have you ever had a blowjob from a girl?
Let me see that. Lift that lip up.
I am so fucking bad with my hypochondria.
Yeah, you're pretty bad.
I'm going to a throat doctor tomorrow.
What's wrong with your neck?
See, you're going to try to get me, and I know what you're trying to do. If you would have said throat, I would have been like, oh my God, and had an episode. I'm just, my voice keeps going in and out. Kind of like what you had.
Oh, yeah.
What happened to you? I'm going to a throat doctor.
Your voice went in and out?
I had, I was in Vegas this year with Norton at the UFC, and my voice just went. It went for months. Every fucking week.
Wow, that's weird.
And then, you know what I fucked up? I did steroids.
So bad.
For a month. I didn't know what steroids did to you. Yeah. I fucked up, dude. But I had to because I had the show, and then I had to audition to. I was auditioning to get Bronx Warrants. Okay, I had to go through that process, which was like 2 weeks, and then I had to actually do the pilot for Bronx Warrants. I lost my voice on that because I had to do this scene where I'm screaming.
Yeah,
and I fucked up, lost my voice, but I had to keep taking steroids. Steroids, fuck you.
What did the steroids do to you?
They're addictive, and you have to you go like through DTs when you come off them. It just fucked my system up for a while. I was fucked for a while getting off of steroids. You take them for a week, maybe you take one of those things to get through. So I took them for 4 weeks because I had to, because my voice was gone. I found out it was it might have been allergies. I got adult allergies. Like, I've never had allergies in my life.
Well, because that's weird you say that, because it literally hit a couple months ago, and it's like. You know, I'm a smoker, so immediately I'm like, I got fucking throat cancer.
Right. You probably do have that too. I'm just saying. Yeah. Let's not rule that out.
That's cool. That's not cool. Guess who I'm going to call at 5 in the morning?
Dude, come
when
over.
When I'm in my cold sweats.
Bobby, I just wanted to hang out. You know what? I enjoyed every cigarette I had.
Here it is.
Not funny.
Bobby, this is, funny. I know who it is, you fucking creepy voice.
I'm going to end up being that weird guy
doing
at the bar.
Doing his jokes with these weird fucking...
Just don't do one of those gross commercials and shit.
Fuck yeah, I'm going to have to make money somehow.
Can I say, you have to be famous to do those.
No, you don't. The Bronx lady.
The chick
the Bronx
throws her hair off
fingers?
And shit.
And the Bronx lady with her gone fingers?
You guys have to fucking really jump on me. I mean, no, fucking,
maybe I am
no,
seriously considering it now if that happens.
You have to CSI my joke. I mean, not everything... I'm not doing the fucking... footwork and all this fucking material.
First, I just want to say all your medicinal stats have been wildly inaccurate.
It's hard. It's a fact.
No,
it's hard to get AIDS.
No, that's true. I heard that.
I did.
I heard it's a pee hole, dude.
All right, here's the thing. Now that we've learned that, you know, gay men are so informed.
Neat and clean and good human beings.
Corporate.
Purveyors of great restaurants.
Antique stores.
Changer of neighborhoods.
I mean, legitimately will brighten up any neighborhood in New York.
Savior of little dogs.
I mean, and honestly, some of the sweetest people you'll ever meet in your life.
And opening of great knick-knack stores.
I mean, unbelievable.
And they're the only ones who get those trainers from Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Sneakers? Nothing.
Yes.
All right. Killed that. Yeah, I'll put this bandana right on my
finger.
It's hard to get AIDS, man, if you're a straight guy. If you're not fucking dudes in the ass or people, not just dudes, just
banging
people.
Butt.
You can be fucking chicks in the ass. You can fuck a chick in the ass who has AIDS and you're done. It's not a gay thing. I'm not saying it's a gay disease. I'm saying that.
It's a butthole disease. You're trying to say it's a butthole
disease. It's easier to get it through a needle or a fucking asshole than it is a vagina or jerking off in a chick's tits.
Ah, that's a very specific
erotic wasn't that the speculation with Magic? Because Magic said it was just women, like six women at a time. But at the time, they were like, nah, dude.
His AIDS went away, didn't it?
Well, no, it never goes away.
But I thought like he was like nearly...
Well, they cured AIDS. They officially said they cured it. I mean, they announced that there's a guy in Germany, I forget, who had it. And right, yeah.
It was HIV.
Grab a mic. What's your name again?
John Adams.
John, put the camera down for a sec. Grab a mic. Pull that down to your face. Are you gay?
I'm not gay, but many people think I am.
Okay, well, that's why I asked. Because I was one of those people until now.
Right, you're fitting the quota.
No, I'm kidding. I didn't think you were gay.
That's all right.
Your hair is gay. But no, I'm kidding.
I think he's a nice young gentleman.
He is. He's a very nice gentleman. He has a little.
Love his haircut.
A big J starter kit.
I thought the HIV virus can be contained, but I think full blown AIDS, they can cure that? They could cure flu.
Well, no, your story was accurate. I think it was in Germany or Central Europe, somewhere in there. There is a documented case where it was cured. It was wiped out from the guy. I don't remember his name. Yeah. I don't remember what time, but I absolutely
they literally
remember
made it. We cured AIDS.
Fucking yeah. Germans,
he went
dude.
Back to fucking with hard.
Fuck
I'm going bad back again.
Oh, what am I gonna do with my second chance? More unprotected sex in the butt.
Well, that's the thing is what I'm saying is that gay men started wearing rubbers and started being more safe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, back in the day, you
still
know,
exercising, still having fantastic bodies.
Fantastic. Gorgeous.
And then
not an ounce of fat. All dick and butt.
And heroin went out.
Yeah, that's really.
Heroin's not really in that more anymore.
I feel like heroin's still around making hits.
I think it's meth, man. With
meth is the new thing,
meth
though.
Meth is the new I mean, smoking some shit.
You can cook it in your bathtub.
I think moonshine's coming back.
They're making it. Isn't that a show?
The moonshiners, yeah.
I think moonshine's going to be the next drug of choice on the corner of 56 and Lex.
Mm-hmm.
You know that guy, though? They,
you got any white lightning?
That's the name that everyone throws around with moonshine. White lightning.
What's up, Kelly? I'm sorry.
No, is it that
face.
Guy? That guy that got cured, he needed to have, there was so many factors put into play, which is why he got cured from it. Like there was like 17 different things, like certain blood type transfusion, blah, blah, blah. So it's not like it's like easy to cure it. Like, this
but
was,
it's
like,
there.
Years.
The technology
it's,
is
it's
there.
It's there,
to be done.
But not everyone can be cured as well, depending right. on your blood type and your genes and blah, blah, blah.
But it's a lot more than we ever had before. And people are still under the notion that if you have it, that's it. You're doomed.
Well, I saw Magic Johnson a few weeks ago. He came into the restaurant that I work at.
Did he bang you?
He's such a name dropper.
Yeah. Did he bang you?
Yeah. No.
He's
very
picture,
tall.
I have a picture of Magic Johnson's foot taking a piss next to me.
That's pretty cool.
Do you really?
Yeah.
You got your camera out while he's had his dick out?
I was at CNN.
That's got to be the creepiest.
You got your camera out while he had his dick out and you took a photo of his shoe.
This is the weirdest part.
Because he probably thought you were taking it of his dick.
No. Anytime I take a shit or like in a stall, if there's feet, I take pictures of feet. And I kind of Instagram them or I just, you know, this guy, you know. And I remember Magic Johnson, I was at CNN promoting the book and he came out behind me and I walked in the bathroom and he walked right in behind me. I went to the stall, he went to the urinal, and I took a picture of his foot while he was taking a piss with that big, huge dick. And and the weirdest part is you heard that little. I forgot to turn the volume off on my fucking iPhone, so you heard that.
Oh shit!
And I was like,
creep.
I just went. I was just waiting for the door to get kicked down while I was
just
taking a shit.
Shaking.
Yeah, him just suck this, dads. No, I'm kidding.
A little yelpy.
I would have sucked it.
Yeah.
Yeah, for the story.
You committed at the moment.
That's 92 Dream Team dick.
Yeah, but I'm a Celtics fan.
Yeah, you got to suck 92 Dream Team dick.
Don't turn down Dream Team dick.
Even if it's Christian Laettner, I'm blowing it.
Sean Kemp?
No, dude, Laettner, the hand job at the most.
No, I'm blowing. If you went to Barcelona and changed the way international basketball is played, I'll suck you off. I'll give you a good one.
That was a good old day as a Dream Team.
Well... I don't know. I don't even know where to go with this. So AIDS is. I'm not saying go fuck unprotected. I think you should always wear a rubber because worse than AIDS.
Herpes.
At least with AIDS, you can have a benefit, yeah. And they'll raise money. Nobody's raising money for warts.
No one's raising money for Joe List's in the herp.
Yeah, nobody's fucking having a. Yeah,
watching Joe List go through that. I was there the day it broke.
What, he got herpes?
Yeah,
you didn't know that? No,
you guys are fucking
him.
Blowing up his shit on the fucking show.
No, he talks about it all the time.
Oh.
He did a show. You think he did a one man show about
I was
it?
Like, Jesus.
Yeah, I'm not.
Remind me not to tell you guys.
He's one of my,
day
one of
my dick itched.
He's not one of my close friends. I'm like, guys, also check this out. It's not like strangers are listening.
You like met up with him at the subway and he could barely walk. And you're like, dude, what's wrong? He's like, I got herpes. He could barely walk.
How did he get him?
Some chick.
How do you think he got him? He bought him at Starbucks.
He used a tainted bottle of Purell.
It's the worst story, though. He didn't even come at the end of it. Like,
I had a buddy recently, man. He fucked this chick.
Hang on, let's stop and fucking deal with his tainted bottle of Purell dummy. Yeah, take this bandana.
All right. Good to see you.
First, this is the bomb bandana. Whoever fucking throws a hot one out gets that.
You take a hot one,
just
you
so
put
we,
it on.
Just so we know who the last stinker was.
It gets to be pretty vicious. And I'm not going to lie. There's been a lot of friendships questioned over this little thing right here.
This is its home.
Okay.
Your friend?
Yeah. My friend. He
Kelly's mic actually has it worn down from putting the bandana on.
She's like a married person when they take off their ring.
It's not black, like, anymore. Circle silver.
The suntan.
Me? I haven't taken this old thing off in years. Look at that.
Oh, fuck.
Good to have you back, Dan.
Oh, shit.
You were talking about your friend doing some deep dicking?
No, yeah, my friend. He
I love that Dan's on fire.
Yeah. Dan's good.
Dan's
to be.
Back. He's can we turn those lights this way? The ones, yeah, turn them this way. Yeah, there you go. Sorry, man.
I'm starting to get to, like, impress you guys really don't want to hear the story.
No, I do.
Dude, Paul, I'm trying to toss the ball.
Can I just tell you something? We haven't been on together in a while, so we're all just fucking yammering.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah, yeah.
So it's, yeah, well, I'm
yeah,
sorry.
It's fucking, no, I'm fucking kidding. No, this dude, he banged this chick and then went to her kitchen.
Just give me a water out of the... I'm kidding. That was a joke. Go ahead.
No, he banged this chick and then he went to the kitchen. Like, he had a great time, a great date with her, great sex. And he goes to the kitchen and saw her fucking herpes medicine. And he was like, dude, he called me. He's like, what the fuck do I do? Like, how fucked up is that, man?
I got one better than that. I was on a date with a chick at my house, and I went through a fucking thing and it said Daniel instead of Danielle.
Oh, my God.
Bum, 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 bum.
Jesus.
Did you see it?
No, she didn't have, she was a hermaphrodite and had it removed.
Ooh. Oh, my
so she had
God.
A pussy and a dick. I told this story before. Okay. Patrice, I remember I was at the Minetta Tavern. I told you. I left it with Patrice while I went and did a set at the Boston. I came back. Bobby. 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 One second. Excuse me. Miss. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can I see your hand for a second? Bobby. And he put her hand up and he put his hand up over her hand. And her hand was bigger than Patrice.
Oh,
and he goes,
my God.
He goes, and then he took his long finger and he pointed to her neck. He goes, she goes, can you just say a couple words? I just need to see this. I want to see this go up and down.
Oh,
God. But I was like, come on, son. And then I went to her and then I asked her later. I go, are you a dude? She goes, and I was like, no. She goes, I'm hermaphrodite. And then I dumped her. And she cried.
What?
I
no, you can't blame him for that.
I'll tell you why I dumped her. Because I...
she had a dick once.
No, that's not why. Because she took it off. You're a fucking asshole.
You're fucking, screedy.
Yeah, well, you fucker. I had my shot.
So she had her dick removed.
She had her dick removed. She had both sex organs. She was more of a female, supposedly, than a male.
Okay.
So her family made the decision at 18. No, I'm
kidding.
Oh! I'm kidding.
Oh! Make a move.
Jamie Lee Curtis, man.
She was a hermaphrodite.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah,
but no, but
that.
They're born, like you said, though, they're born with more of the organs of one,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. It's Jamie Lee Curtis. Which was, that's why she can't have kids. She adopted.
Really?
Yeah.
Like she used to have
but it's chick organs. It would be like you, Kelly, being born with just having a dick hanging off you.
Yeah. And you just get the dick removed, but
your
because the female.
Dream.
Yeah. Oh, man.
As you could fuck yourself in Astoria, you wouldn't have to.
You had to click the mouse and have a wank at the same time.
A wank.
Yeah, man.
You couldn't have sex with yourself.
Yeah, you could. You could pop it in.
Yeah, but then your dick would get hard and then
inside
it'd flop right
you.
Out.
That'd be fucked. How great would that be to hear
come
that?
Out. Yeah, that would be.
Just keep putting it in.
Pussy juice at people?
Yeah.
That's gross.
You got all that time to practice it. Well, I can't believe she's a hermaphrodite, Jamie Lee Curtis. I've never heard about this before.
Yep.
Because it's not something you want to put on your fucking resume.
Makes that scene in True Lies.
I was just thinking of True Lies. Yeah, when she was dancing. Oh, man.
What about Halloween?
Yeah, what about Trading Places where she shows her tits?
Oh, how great are her tits?
I think we've had the conversation before that she has.
We have. And we're going to have it again.
She's got the best rack.
She's
and they're real
great...
rack.
Wait, can hermaphrodites get a hard on?
Hermaphrodites can fuck all night long. It's the El Dorado of the fuck world.
They can fuck themselves
it's
all night long.
It's a treasure chest of genitalia.
Did I Italian that up way too much?
No, I just like, for some reason.
Can hermaphrodites get a hard
on? Hey, what's up with the dicks working?
Bobby, tell me about these fucking hermaphrodites.
I thought we were going to fuck ourselves.
What the fuck?
Yeah, hang on, all right. Well, let's not talk over each other the whole fucking show. Yeah, I bought headphones for a fucking reason. El Dorado. What did you call it?
El Dorado of the fuck world.
I don't know if there's anything funnier. Please write that down.
El Dorado.
I want to fucking say that to somebody sometime in my life. The fucking El Dorado of the fuck world is one of the funniest things I've ever heard in my life. Anywho. Yeah, so you heard it here. AIDS is dead. You
no way.
Head of here first.
Yeah, if you don't shoot needles and you don't fuck dudes in the ass, fuck away. And you can come in chicks. It's hard to get them pregnant.
Some of your listeners are going to be like, all right, he said it.
Yeah. Find he out. Said it. All you have to do is find out when the chick you're banging is ovulating and fucking dumping her the whole other time. Because I've been doing it for 2 years and you don't make babies. It's a million to one to fucking make a baby.
Hmm.
There's a lot of fucking teenage parents right now that disagree with you.
Well, you'd hate my story because we did it one shot. We did it.
Really?
Yeah, we did it one shot. We tried, and then all of a sudden, I went on the road for 2 weeks, and I came back, and she was like, "Yeah, I did." I was
honey,
like,
wow,
like, good for you.
Yeah, good for you.
Stepping behind the 3-pointer and burying.
Remember,
Verzi just heard net after he came. He was like, you just, "I'm gonna leave it up there." That felt so good.
How about the second one?
Yeah.
Second shot? You're 2 for 2?
I swear to God, man.
Fucking Verzi the baby maker. The baby maker Verzi.
Yeah, we were in the Jimmy Carter suite in Mystic, Connecticut.
Bragger.
No, listen, I gotta tell you. Do this fucking gig. I do this one night. No,
hang on 1 second. Hang on, Peanut. The Jimmy Carter suite.
Yeah, but it was a shitty place. It was just like where he stayed. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That's
so
funny.
You missed a Connecticut. They this one-nighter gig, right? You go and then like they were like, oh, you're in the suite that...
You keep talking. She's going to get the door.
All right. You're in the suite that Jimmy Carter stays in. It's really nice, beautiful bathroom and everything. Right. And like the place was amazing. And I'm laying, my son is sleeping like in the playpen and shit. And I'm laying next to him. It's 3 a.m. Fucking bathroom was ridiculous. The whole place is so nice. Okay. 3:30, I just look over and I swear, I got to fuck my wife in this room. Like this is where the president stays. I got to do it. And I just rolled over and that's where my daughter was conceived.
Oh. So the President Carter
stayed like when he
stayed there. He didn't fuck there.
Well, no, it was his room.
He might have fucked.
Like he was always in that town, and that was the room they made for him.
Peanut farmer. You know he had that fucking rural sex drive.
He probably fucked there, right? He was married.
I doubt it.
I bet. You know what? I'd probably put it at 30%.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
Are you Sherlock Holmes?
Well, you look at the conditions. Clearly a vacation house.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Keep going.
He wasn't that old of a man while he was president.
Mm-hmm.
He also, like I said, was a peanut farmer.
Are you tying up the scarf while you're doing this?
Which meant he had a very working class rural sex drive, which we all know is high.
Yeah, very high.
That's why it's so populated.
Right, yeah. Right.
And I think he did.
All
right. Speaking of boning.
You know what's so funny is that I looked at the photo of the all-girl podcast, and one of the chicks in the room had gloves on with no fingers, like Big J. It was like,
hey!
It was like
did you hear me
reference
that? I was like,
just take a seat, buddy. Wherever you want to sit, buddy.
This is probably much more comfortable.
Big J, you guys, has just entered the building late as a cunt. He's only 18 minutes late.
We had to get him a chai latte or Jay wouldn't go on the podcast.
Very demanding.
I want Starbucks.
A iced chai latte.
Hey, but dudes. And Kelly.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
I'm hanging in. How you doing?
We were just talking about, I made the statement that you can't get AIDS anymore.
Seems like it.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty hard for a straight guy to fuck a chick or get head off a chick and get AIDS.
No, that's Dan's lived his life by that credo.
I don't play it that thin, Jay.
Whatevs.
What it is? It's one shot. That's all you got. Let's do this.
Well, here's DeRosa fucking just worries every day because he's just fucking skanking it out.
Yeah.
I've seen Joe's little pud before, too. I wonder how many condoms he's lost inside of a chick and then had to break the mood by going and just, like, half-fisting her to pull it out.
Let's not talk about little puds.
No. Everyone's seen mine. It's grotesque.
Ever forget your dick.
But I haven't always used condoms every time I've had sex.
Me and you have the same dick.
Do we really? Oh, it's the worst. Damn,
prove
it's the worst.
Prove it. No.
Let's not, okay?
Joe's dick actually.
Joe got that.
Just fucking one color all the way through.
It's so weird looking.
Joe got that one shade dick.
Yeah, he does.
You know what it is? Like, some dicks go down and flop and some retract. Some, as I'm pointing myself.
I got a retract. I got a retract flopper.
Do you really?
I go in and then down.
Oh, see, mine just
retracts.
It's
like a roof on a convertible.
Oh, got one of those fucking ugly, like.
I got a beautiful dick.
There's a couple minutes when it's going down that I'm like, oh, I wish there was like thousands of pictures being taken of it right this minute.
Now.
When my hang is great. But it's very rare. But Joe's almost just like, becomes like, you know, like a Bruce Banner. Like it just, it's like a smaller version of a super hard dick.
He has purple jeans on. His cock.
They're all ripped.
Yeah, you've seen his dick enough that you know it.
Yeah, like
that
how
well?
Do you guys all know what each other's dicks
we
look
used to
like?
Live together.
Comic showers.
Oh.
How's your sit?
All these guys, all comic these guys used to open for me.
That is, that's also.
And that's how they got it.
Just have to show it.
Show it if you got it.
So, anyways, there's a few things going on.
I kind of want to drink a beer.
We do you go? Oh, you can't.
No, I can't.
All right, go ahead, you fucking Alky.
It's not a Guinness.
It's funny, like, no, I can't.
Yeah, it is. Like, what are you talking about, Jay? Of course it is.
We have Paul back on. He was on last week. You wanted to come on this week because you had some shit. You went on your fucking cruise.
Yeah.
Not your gay one, the metal cruise,
yeah,
right?
The gay one's coming up.
Can I come?
Yes. Yeah.
Explain what you were on first. Explain the gig.
It's called Shiprocked. It was
yeah, I love the name.
I know. Oh, it was you know what's funny?
Shiprocked.
It was great, but I lost so much steam in it. Remember, I think I told you this already. Yeah. So the guy called me.
Explain how long it is.
It's a 4-day cruise.
4 days of nonstop hard metal action, featuring bands like Seven Dust, yeah. Lamb of God,
Comic Big Jay Oakerson,
Five Finger Death Punch, and your headliners, Korn. It's a cruise taking the waves to the sea. Shiprocked.
Dude, when the guy called me. We had like a 45-minute conversation. It was so great. But with no like irony or jokiness in his voice, when he hung up the phone, his last words to me, he goes, all right, man, so looking forward to it. And can't wait to see you December 7th when we get shiprocked. And then I was like,
you're like, oh that's
man.
It.
Oh, Jesus.
Come on, buddy.
Can you just pretend you know, that so you're
here
normal?
It is.
Come on.
Here it is. Dan, explain to us what it is. It's 4 days. Where do you put? Did you come out of New York City, Miami? Where?
Fort Lauderdale.
Fort Lauderdale. So you're down in Florida, and you go to where?
Go to Fort Lauderdale.
Which no. Where do you go after the cruise?
Out Guitar Islands.
Cruise. Yeah, yeah.
the Riff Canal.
We wind up and we
Headbangers Waterfall.
And we end up at the Bud Light Keys.
Yeah, that
we went to Key West, stopped at Key West, mm-hmm. and then the Bahamas for a day. But
was Billy Crystal down there? Did he open that bar?
Yeah, I didn't see him.
No? Billy Crystal?
We were there. He lived in his cocktail dream.
Yeah.
No, there was. I didn't
him and
see
Gregory Hines weren't down there. They were supposed to open up a bar after they retired being cops.
Oh man, that is a great reference that no one's going to get besides me. That's Running cool. Scared, bro.
Yeah, baby.
Boo yeah.
Boo
yeah, sweet freedom. That's where I wanna be. We'll keep the spirit alive.
I'm not gonna lie, I swang and miss on that one too. I didn't.
Come on, dude. Mike McDonald, get the fuck out of this room if you don't know Mike McDonald.
I know Mike McDonald.
You're out. You're off.
Were you the only comic on the thing?
No, I brought Dave Smith open for me. It was awesome.
Big J. Oh, God. Big J just really made me fucking laugh so hard. I coughed from my asshole. Oh, shit. Oh, God. If you don't know, get the fuck out of here. Oh, he got so really mad.
Well, he got mad that I didn't know Michael McDonald. Yeah. I know Michael McDonald. I didn't know Running Scared reference.
Don't defend yourself.
And now I'm a little. No, my back's against the wall, Jay.
You paid me
Jay,
the corner.
You know what? No one puts monster voice in a corner.
You're wonderful out there. All
right, so go ahead.
We get there. Yeah, it was me and Dave Smith both on the show, but what was awesome was we only did two shows. But they put it could have went bad or good, I guess. But it was our show was at midnight after like a half hour after the head like Korn both nights we did it.
So Korn is playing on a ship.
Yeah,
in a theater.
Korn,
what?
They each night the main acts or almost every act did a theater show, mm-hmm. And then one on the outside upper deck, which was That was pretty cool. The ship line was horrible.
What was the ship cruise line?
MSC, some Italian. The food was grotesque. Yeah. Inedible food.
Really?
Almost inedible. It was so bad. I've never been on one that was like I heard like Carnival cruises and everything. Like everyone's like, you're going to gain 20 pounds.
Yeah,
like,
that's good.
Dave Smith put it great. He goes, it's the only time I've ever been in a situation where every time you're hungry, you go, fuck, man, I'm hungry. Like, I have to go shovel something into my face. Yeah. It was bad, but the experience of it was, like, pretty cool, watching the bands and that atmosphere and stuff. And then our shows, like...
Was it in a theater, like a regular comedy
show? They set it up in like a room where you'd watch a band, kind of. Right. It's like when there's a little dance floor in front of it. But the first show, they had a host on there who said he actually just worked with you.
Who's that?
Neri. I can't remember his last name, but his name is Neri, N-E-R-Y.
I probably
in Miami, I think.
All right, I might have.
But he was hosting, and he had some people come up, like on bring their chairs onto the dance floor, kind of.
Uh-huh, yeah.
But it was a little chaotic. But the first show was like good. It was like it went really well. Like they did actually calm down by the time Dave got on stage, and he did well. And then the second show, we just went in like a couple hours early and just took the time ourselves and lined chairs up, like 30 chairs on the dance floor.
Was it an AA meeting? What the fuck are you saying?
It looked like
cookies and coffee.
Because you know the environment. If you're doing comedy, you want to set up.
I was a joke.
You want to set up as best as possible.
I get it.
And it was fucking up. It was fantastic. It was fantastic. It was a great
game. So you had a good time.
Yeah, yeah.
You didn't bomb.
Mm-mm.
What the fuck are you here for?
It was a crush. No, it was great. Why I'm here is because my one. So I happen to know some of the bands were on this, so that was kind of cool too to see them again. I know all the guys from Korn and Five Finger Death Punch, but. I'm a Godsmack fan. I think they're great. And
I love
Bobby
Godsmack.
On this very podcast says to me, he goes, "Dude, tell Sully that I said what's up." Now he just said Sully, which is already I don't like the implication that we're so close. He just, you know, like he almost said Souls is how like is like tell Souls I said
you
what's
tell
up.
Tell that slimy son of a bitch Sully I
so
said how
I don't,
you doing.
I actually don't know anyone in Godsmack, so I'm like, that's pretty awesome. I have now a good reason to fucking jump in there and say that.
Yeah.
And I see him walking around, and I go, "Hey, what's up, man? It's nice to meet you. I'm Jay." And I said, "I'm the comedian on the ship." I go, "Bobby," before I can even get like the Lee out of Kelly, says hi. He just goes, "Oh, cool, man. Tell him I said what's up." Like he definitely didn't even listen. And I go,
"That's the worst."
Yeah, he's a friend. He said he's you know. He's back, you know, comic from Boston. I'm saying anything from Boston. I'm just trying to say keywords
Boston,
and make him give a shit.
Massachusetts.
And he couldn't have given.
Yeah, I just anything.
He couldn't have given two fucks. He walked away. So if he cartwheeled away and he heard the name, oh, he heard it.
Do you
so
know
don't
why?
Think he wasn't. You don't think. Don't try to say he shut down on me because I'm a big oaf that was coming at him.
That's what
he didn't give.
Listen,
a fuck.
First of all, don't try to say that's not
that's
one of the
not
reasons.
The
still,
reason. Not even sort of the reason.
Fucking Shrek is trying to attack him on a ship.
He's like, "I'm going to give this guy a good chance, Bobby, you know, Kelly. I'm out."
Can I just say something? Can I tell you something? Mm-hmm. Do you know what that is? Do you know what that ship is to a fucking the lead singer from Godsmack?
He hated
that's
it.
That's us doing a prom boat show,
sure,
on the East River.
Oh, were the musicians like disgusted?
True, and no, not all. See, it depends. Like so. What I found was pretty interesting, and the guy did tell me this would happen, the guy who ran the whole thing. He made a good point. He goes, when it's so, when they are so accessible like that, like they're there. Like they have, you're going to walk by their hotel rooms or their ship rooms constantly. When you're there, for some reason the audience, they don't bug them. They really don't. Like they're oddly like respectful of their
but
space.
But for you
and shit.
To be on a
no,
ship,
I know.
It
but
would, I mean,
absolutely.
Look, you did the ship because it was this unique type of niche fucking comedy show. Okay,
sure.
But I mean, if you were on a boat, I mean, working a boat, you'd be fucked. You'd be like, "God damn it, this stinks." This the Godsmack. They were selling out arenas. Not to say they're not gonna.
What you, what I know, just the way you said that.
They still do. Oh, no, yeah, they still absolutely do.
Yeah, but here, it's like, dude, why am I on this fucking boat? Sol was probably a little
miffed off.
It's because rock's dead. Like, no, there's like rock and roll. You have to do compilation shit like that to get people out to rock concerts.
They're probably mad because they were selling out, like you said, like a stadium 6 months ago. Now they're like, "Hello, Shiprock."
Well, you know,
all right.
They did a pretty funny thing. Godsmack opened the whole thing as the thing pulled off of a port.
Yeah.
Godsmack started playing. That was like they were the first band to go on. Which would have been really badass, except they decided to throw in the opening 40 minutes all acoustic, and no one got it. Like, no one was on board.
Acoustic?
Yeah. They went acoustic.
On the rock ship?
On ship rock, they went acoustic. Yeah, their theater show was great, though, but that was retarded.
Yeah, that's kind of dumb.
He did some cool covers at the end, but like everyone was kind of like, "What the fuck was that?" But he acknowledged it, which is kind of interesting. Musicians, I think, rarely break that fourth wall, but he goes... Like towards the end of the thing, he goes, "All right, we got a few more songs left." He goes, "Good thing it only took us 11 songs to warm up." And he goes, "Maybe we'll leave the guitars, like the acoustic guitars, away next." Like he was actually acknowledging that it blew. But what a weird thing to happen. I mean,
do they do more than words?
Well, you know what, though? It's like, I got to go on this fucking... The money was probably great. It was. He probably wanted the fucking cash.
Yeah.
And then he's on this ship. Somebody sold him on this gig. He probably didn't want to do it.
He specifically didn't want to do it. They said he specifically...
Yeah, he probably... I don't want to fucking do this, but I got to do it from the band, and people need money and Christmas and the fans and all that shit. And he's like, we're going to do it. We're going to do a little different. I'm not doing fucking our regular show. You know, it's like you doing new jokes in room.
But it is. I did do new jokes in a shit room on that very situation. I handled that whole thing better than Sully. Sully's.
Bobby's old buddy.
He's still my buddy.
Beantown Unite.
He's probably not going to be my friend because of Jay. Jay,
like,
probably,
hey, who the fuck was that guy on the fucking ship? Walking up to me acting like fucking... I don't know what the fuck that was about.
He does, you
know,
talk like that, though.
You know what was a sad sight to see for some reason to me? Was a... You know Matt Pinfield? Remember him?
Yeah.
Like the bald
head. The bald guy.
Yeah. Yeah, but he's just like walking around this thing like old. Like, because even like the, you know, like the guys in corner now, like, you know, pushing 40 or over 40 by now. But they still kind of like, as they walk around, they still kind of look the part in some way. Like, Matt Pinfield has on like tastefully above the knee cargo shorts and like ankle socks with like some Avias. Avia sneakers on. And like a short sleeve button. He just looks retarded. Like, he just looks like so old and just out of whack.
Someone's uncle, like, that tried to come hang.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he's got that fucking, like, he has a face like he was old when he was 21.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it stayed the same old till like he was 84. He'll be this, like, that old fucking bald, like, not developed head.
The constant. Yeah,
it's weird watching those older. Do you remember Queensryche?
Yeah, I love fucking.
Do you love Queensryche?
Silent Lucidity.
Fantastic. Now, the sweet angelic voice that sang that song was at the first show we did. Now, I didn't see him. I didn't know it was him.
He looks
him.
Like shit.
You know what's funny? I actually, oddly enough, didn't see his face the entire trip. But he was in the dark of the audience. But the bench that he was on, or, you know, the sofa, whatever it was they had, was... I could see half the table, and why we had to acknowledge that table is because there was a young girl. Well, she was kind of pretty, but she had a baby on a leash.
Oh, what? Boy.
Yeah, I mean, a 16-month-old baby at a comedy show at midnight. So Dave Smith acknowledged it and does a good job with it. And then I go on stage, and of course, I have to acknowledge. I keep going, but then I asked the question. I'm like, has anyone had a threesome on the boat yet? And she raised her hand.
Good on you, Mom.
And she's being pretty... Now, what's the thing is...
I would applaud this whore.
I did applaud her, by the way.
Why are you...
What I did not applaud... What I thought was weird was when I found out it was her baby, made it weird.
Yeah.
But then also finding
was
out...
Was the baby part of the threesome?
Oh.
No, it was not, as far as I even asked that very question.
Did you strap a dildo on its forehead? Let it roll.
Let it wander around.
See what happens. Like,
don't jerk too hard. Its neck muscles aren't like formed.
It keeps crawling into your pussy.
Like a Roomba, dildo. Sweeping the room. Someone write that. Festuca, jot that down. We got to get this $1 million idea right there.
Roomba dildo. So who was the threesome with?
She said it was two guys. Here's the thing. She was lying. But she's the daughter of the lead singer of Queensryche, Jeff Tate. But I acknowledge it so much, and she's like holding to her story. We found out later that it was lying. She kept doing the, it's like, you owe me. I helped the show.
I got to stop you really quick. Your fucking manicured eyebrows are flipping me out.
I
feel like I'm watching Avenue Q right now. Go ahead.
Burn Ernie eyebrows.
Yeah, say something. I didn't want to sound like the chick.
Dude.
Because I was like, you look amazing.
Yeah, dude. But they're fucking doing different shit. And like somebody's controlling
them.
I'm lost. Knuckles.
Sorry. I watched a documentary on The Rock today. So I'm doing a lot of eyebrow
work. The Stone Cold one is amazing.
Fantastic. And I watched the show. Michael's recently.
And you smell terrific as well when you walked in. I could smell showered soap.
What?
It's very nice.
What? This guy's agreeing with fucking everything. He's just like, fantastic. Yes, it's fantastic.
Go ahead.
No one else cared about how they smelled when they walked in here.
Hurry up, because I got to get to Verzi. I want to talk about some shit with Verzi.
Yes, I'm sorry. So I will make it quick, but everybody came outside after the show who knew her and was like, oh, you know, it was the guy from Queensryche's daughter. But as she's hanging out, she's awful. And
terrible.
And she, like, her kids literally, like, at the point where it crosses the line where do I say something? Her 16-month-old baby, it's like 4 in the morning, is grabbing daiquiri out of her, like, cup. Ugh. And you're like, holy shit. You know, I have a daughter, so that's, like, very, like, holy shit. But it turns out, just real quickly, her story that is true, even though that's a lie, this chick, I thought this was interesting. She was dating a young guitar player, married him. And so because, like, you know, really young, like maybe 19 years old or 20. So lead singer of Queensryche goes, all right, well, it's my son-in-law now. I'm going to make him a guitarist in Queensryche.
Wow.
And then when you're a guitarist in a band, you get a guitar tech. They send that with you.
Yeah.
She fucked the guitar tech.
Okay.
And got pregnant with said baby. Mm. And divorced the other guy and married the guitar tech. So when Queensryche tours now, and so the lead singer of Queensryche goes, ah, you know what? He goes, now I guess I got to hire this guy. So he's another guitar player in Queensryche, but he felt bad because the other guy didn't do anything wrong, so he kept them both. So every night when Queensryche's on stage, when they go back out, he's going to be flanked by two guys, first of all, of jammed cocks and his daughter, and his ex-son-in-law and his son-in-law. How fucking bizarre. For the guy who wrote Silent Lucidity, how not romantic is that story?
I'll tell you, it's fucking rock and roll, dude.
It really is.
It's fucking rock and roll.
Hey, you banged my baby angel?
Yeah, man.
So did you.
But literally,
how about we have dueling guitars? And you know what? I'll be the third.
Really, this guy has no beef. It's such a weird thing to not have any kind of beef.
I would
this
be.
Just dicking
There's
his
no
dog.
Animosity at all?
I don't know what's going on with the two guitar players, but I guess it's probably better to be in Queensryche than just be some guy fucking the daughter from Queensryche.
Do they just guitar riff it out together?
Yeah, but that's
for a love.
That's kind of fucking badass not to give a fuck at all.
Yeah, but how old do you have to be before you just say this? Oh, dude, I just fucked Queensryche's daughter. Like you talk to him about like a chick talks about bands. Like I just sucked Pantera's dick. And it's like, no, you didn't suck all of their dick. You just sucked one of them.
Bang Queensryche.
That doesn't count though. If you sucked one of the dudes in the band's dick, didn't you kind of suck?
That's how much I hate chicks who are just there. Just stop right there.
You know what I'm saying? Just I hate chicks.
But very much, very specifically, the ones who go to like rock shows, like just to fuck a. There was plenty of people on the boat that I saw that attitude with. Like they come, they're like, I'm just fucking one of the guys in a band. It means nothing. So that's what I'm saying. They want to come out and go like, I fucked Queensryche. And it's like, no, you fucked the guitar player from Queens.
It's
you know,
horror credits.
But. Yeah, but why do they care? Like, what does that mean? Why do they care about that?
Because they can go, you've seen this next slut. You've seen Queensryche insider.
I think it's because of, you know, what was it? Sweet, Sweet Connie? What was that? We're an American band. Like, you know, that they all fucked Connie one night. It's like a true story. And, like, you know, she makes the song. That's what they all
want. Yeah, but is it any different than from what you're doing? Or what I've done? You know, hanging out, waiting for fucking Deep Purple to walk through the Hilton? You know what I mean? To get their autograph? I mean, if I was a woman, and he was like, you want to suck a dick? I'm like, I'll suck your dick.
Yeah, but I think our thought, even if you went to go, if you were a huge like fan of a band with a girl, if you were a big fan of a girl band,
and
you
went to eat her fucking pussy.
Of course you would, but your thought going there is not like, I'm going to go there and
I'm going to go
put it out there that I'll, hey girls, you want a fucking fat guy to come eat your pussy?
No, first of all,
Tori Amos, I'm going to let you move me with your music, then I'm going to move you with my tongue.
First of all,
Katy Perry will totally finger blast you.
If I'm having a fantasy,
is she really?
If I'm having a fantasy, it's not. If I'm having, are you done? Are you having a fantasy? it's not fat Bob Kelly who's fucking people.
I was talking about myself.
No, me.
I know. But
you're jacked,
but
Bob, right?
I'm saying, what do you say?
You know what my wife said about me on vacation? Because it was a really fat dude, and I go, fat as him.
Can I guess? Did she say, ugh.
Can you take that bandana and give it to him?
I bet someone laughs in their car at that.
Someone in their cubicle is dying.
Comic just wants to know that one person.
I'll tell you what was off on that joke. Your fucking timing. That's it. You took too long. It should have been. Can I tell you? It was ugh, and it should have came out quicker.
Yeah, I should have said it when you said it.
Yeah, you fucking paused and
I tied the bandana. I took responsibility.
You're going to get six tweets going, you don't deserve the bandana.
She said six. She said that you're big. You're definitely fat, but you're built. Like you're not a mushy fat dude.
Yeah.
Like I have muscle underneath.
Yeah, firm.
I probably should have just fucking shut my face. Anyways, I want to switch gears here for a second.
Did your grandma tell you you were handsome this week also?
My grandmother's in a home. We had
there's no way I could have known that. I don't feel bad at all.
I didn't see she was in a fucking death home.
They started all with the idea she's in a home altogether. Maybe she's playing shuffleboard and having a fantastic time. I used to break into retirement homes and play pool.
Did you really? Listen, Verzi.
Yeah,
I want to talk to you, man. Can you talk about this shit or no?
I can't legally. I can't use any kind of. I can
what
abbreviate? Well,
why not? We're just gonna fucking. You know, look, man. This is the thing. Is like, I'm at the stage of my life now. You're 35, right?
34. Yeah.
All right, whatever. How old are you? 34.
I just turned
half?
34.
All right, you're 34.
Yeah.
I was trying to make him 35. How old are you?
I just turned 35 Friday.
How old are you?
29.
How old are you?
I'm going to be 31 in January.
Really? You're older than fucking Dan?
I know. And I look great, don't I?
That washed up good. Australian mm-hmm. pussy. You're going to get that foaming ass washed up pussy.
Boomerang pussy.
Well, here's the thing.
Talk about that.
I come back from vacation last week, and I'm in Aruba, and I'm so fucking relaxed. And the one thing that I realize is coming back in New York City is that you need a fucking, like a two-day vacation from the vacation. You can't just come back from Happyville and back into this fucked up
city.
You
can't get thrown back in like that, nah.
Because my anger, I mean, every fucking person coming at you on the street, people behind you, in line, the fucking cabs, I want to fucking kill somebody.
You want to go Michael Douglas falling down.
Yeah, my anger, and I have such anger, and it's and this is what's scaring me is that, you know, I'm going to have a kid, and I want a kid, and I don't want, I have that fucking rage. I have that shit from, I snap. And I fucking, you know, I haven't fought somebody in years, and I don't want to fucking hit anybody because I don't like hurting my knuckles. I don't like, and I, you know what? The biggest part when I used to get into fights back in the day is, you know, when you hurt somebody else, I felt like shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And it's like, you know, you get to these situations where I'm so fucking angry. And Kelly, you got into with my dogs. She was with my dogs, and Sonny, her ex-boyfriend, Carpenter, fucking cute little twink that she's, you know, don't know what you're doing with him anymore. what are you doing?
No, we're done. We're still friends, though.
But like, you bang, right?
No, not anymore. We're done. Anyway, it doesn't matter. That's not the story.
I'll clean my drain and find his fucking DNA in it, I guarantee. Wrapped around her fucking hairy, long...
No, he squeegees it, remember?
Oh, yeah. You admitted on the show that you fucked him.
Yeah, but that was like for old time's sake. We had to do it in the shower.
Oh, I'm sorry.
She goes, yeah, he fucked him and threw it on the wall, but don't worry, he squeegees it afterwards. Like, Jesus.
What a nice guy.
He's a sweetheart.
No, yeah, so someone...
He's slinging ropes, too. Bust that ass squeegee. What up, Peter North?
If I jizz at a wall, I could probably just, like, one finger it off.
This guy's fucking arcing super soaker ropes.
Yeah.
He's trying to write his name.
I'll just smear it off and rub it in my thighs. I'm in the shower.
I was walking Bobby's dogs, and this woman, and, like, one of the dogs was, like, pooing, so I was, like, cleaning up after one of them, and then the other one barked, and I just heard this ferocious fucking growl. Massive wolf from behind me. It was a big Doberman, and this woman was like half texting. So she
was it a Doberman or was it a
No, it was a Doberman.
Rottweiler.
Let me finish.
No, it was a Doberman. It was a big black Doberman.
Let me finish.
Rottweiler.
Shut up. Was it one of those? Are you sure it wasn't a?
Definitely.
Rottweiler. Bum glut bum bum bum.
Bobby, why are you encouraging him?
Are you sure it's not a
Rottweiler?
No.
You're like the automated radio fucking button.
Rottweiler. No.
What's a Doberman?
Damn it.
A Doberman.
Yeah. What does a Doberman have?
Pointy, a Doberman's a pointy big pointy floppy ears.
All right.
Pointy ears, pointy nose.
Because the fucking
Rottweiler
has the floppy ears, right?
And has a round nose. But it was tall, though. Anyway, right. So she kind of lost control of the dog, and I yelled at your dogs to stop barking, and she...
What the fuck are you yelling at my dogs
because
for?
Diva is weighing over her head.
You're not their mother.
Yeah, well, I am when he's away.
What did you do to Kelby?
Nothing.
What did you do to Kelby?
I love Kelby.
What did you do to him?
I don't know.
I have videotaped
him.
Listen to me.
You have a boy dog.
I
want to
tell you
something.
Kelby loves me.
Hang on 1 second.
You named your dog like a rich white kid?
He plays lacrosse.
Kelby?
I'm going to tell you what the name means. You want to hear what it means?
Don't make me feel bad. Your grandmom's home.
That's the name of the home. Kelby Estates. Church Estate.
Fucking Kelby Estates, dude. It's my last name and her last name put together. Her last name was Weatherby. Mine's Kelly. And we Kelby. Kel Weatherby.
Our reasons were funnier.
It's so sweet.
So go ahead, Kel.
Anyway, so I went.
That's enough.
No, but I just went, Diva, stop, stop, stop.
All right, I'm Diva, you're Kelby. Dan, you're Kelby, I'm Diva. You're the male dog, I'm the girl dog. So, and you be the.
Rottweiler.
All right, and you're just
nobody else
you're
just involved.
You're just another dog.
I'm a witness.
Yeah, you're a witness. Ready? Here we go. Ready?
A witness dog.
All right, so your dog, who comes up first?
Diva started barking first.
Diva, stop it. Diva, Kelby, stop. Kelby, stop. Diva.
I'm sniffing. I'm
Diva,
sniffing
stop walking your own
this
shit.
This is an awful improv group. I quit.
Anyway.
When was the...
He did nothing. Clearly the dog did nothing. This is all
when
Kelly's fault.
When did Rottweiler come up?
There. He doesn't...
Rottweiler.
I was going to wait until it all broke out, and then I was going to go...
I gotta go.
No, but then while I was sort of telling the dogs to shut up, the woman turned around, barely being able to control her massive dog.
Did we talk about this last week?
No.
Okay, go ahead.
And barely able to control her dog and turn around to me and said, can you shut your fucking dogs up?
Whoa.
And
she's on the phone, by the way.
Yeah,
she forgot that.
That's why she kind of lost control of her dog, because she was like texting. I didn't even see her because I was cleaning up poo. Sunny was with me, and I
Kelly
not-
starts going for extensions.
Oh. Who in the fuck do you think you are?
I started taking my earrings.
Some bitch getting up in my shit. Oh, fuck that. No.
So she could fucking text.
Sunny, hold my shit. No.
I started taking my earrings off.
Oh, bitch. Someone's about to get scratched up. Oh.
Scratched.
Who the fuck are you? Who the fuck are you? Tit punch. Tit punch. Where's your phone at? Get your phone.
Smacks it out her hand.
What'd you say, Verse?
No, you were just... So she just wanted your dogs to shut up so she could fucking finish her phone call.
Well, no, because her dog started going crazy. She could barely control her dog.
Her dog had a muzzle, so this dog was a little fucked up.
Yeah.
I wish Justin was here.
Dog was
No,
her.
But I had Sunny, and Sunny, without even, like...
Can I be Justin in this situation?
Without even, like... No time passing. He just went into like mode, and Sunny turned around and went, how about you fucking watch your fucking dog, you bitch?
Oh, and that got the, Kelly sopping wet.
Well,
oh man, that's not the
That's
awesome.
When the fucking goop flew
and
on
then
your
she,
fucking goop flew on your fucking
It was great.
Goop.
Hang on, stop. Goop, goop, goop.
It was awesome to see.
Goop, goop.
All right, we're talking. We stop fucking talking over people.
Sorry.
You gotta let, if he fucking talks, let him talk. If she talks, I mean, it's a fucking clusterfuck.
It just came off racist, and I didn't mean that. I basically
he hates gooks.
Yeah.
No.
I meant to say that's when the fuck goop flew on his
well,
tile.
Why did you wink
Sunny.
After you said gook?
No, you no. I meant
you
to
said,
be like no, no,
kidding,
no.
Kidding,
okay.
What'd you, the goop. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, it's all fucked up now. It was
can you please give him the bandana?
He was being nice.
Yeah, gook
so Sunny, yeah. Sunny
kind of
drops
embracing
some...
the Steven Tyler aspect. All right,
stop for one second. Yeah, you're the only one who loves the bandana around. All right, listen, stop. Let's slow down because everybody's talking over everybody. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
But you got to fucking listen, goddammit.
This did all Kelly. Start with you starting to say Paul Verhoeven had something to tell, and is it illegal for him to tell it? And then we degenerated into. Kelly getting yelled at and chumped by some bitch.
Oh, yeah.
And it all stemmed from
finish
when
your story,
you don't want to fight, but
and
sometimes
you
snap.
It is.
You can snap.
Well, it's just anger now as opposed to when we were kids is my point. But go ahead, Kelly. Finish up.
Oh, anyway. And he just, her and this girl and Sunny started getting into an angry, like a match. She started walking away and started kept on yelling at him as he walked away. And
what was
he,
she yelling, though? You got to learn to tell a fucking story.
Right, she yelled at him, why don't I take my muzzle off and let the dog... go you and your dogs. And Sunny goes, what?
So stop one second. Mm-hmm. She said to
that's a threat.
This is a fucking
that's a threat.
She said she has a Doberman Pinscher, which is the fucking baddest dog on the planet in my book.
It was a horse.
I don't know. In the 80s it was just, in
drug movies it's always the guard dog.
Yeah, the drug lord's guard dogs.
If I have a white house in Miami, yeah, I have a couple Dobermans running around.
In the 80s, it was the fucking dog to have.
Oh, and then, of
Nino
course.
Brown, New Jack City, son.
Yeah.
Fucking yeah.
Yep.
But Fletch,
yard.
Motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but then you know what it turned into? Rottweiler. Then the Rottweiler
but,
came
So off. This dog has a muzzle, which means that. It, which means that it attacks people. Yeah. It needs its mouth fucking shut.
Yeah.
Because, with this dick. No.
So not
now, Dan.
So but she threatens. My dogs are fucking 10 pounds each. It's a silky terrier and a shih tzu mix. And she threatens, how about I take the fucking... This is what aggravates me so bad, and I'm glad I wasn't there. Or my wife wasn't there. Because my wife's a fucking psycho from Boston, too. And it's like you're threatening to kill my fucking dogs with your fucking attack dog. It's a Doberman Pinscher. You're threatening to kill my fucking dogs because they bark. That's what dogs do, you fucking moron. Just keep it moving. So what are you going to stand? You're going to stand there on your phone, and I have to just shut my dogs up? Who the fuck are you? to threaten my fucking dog's life. Those are my kids, you fuck. It's part of my family. Mm. And then he snaps, and he's, and I love this kid, Sonny.
Yeah, he's awesome.
He said,
really great.
I'll beat the shit out of your dog.
That's awesome.
Hang you.
Yeah. You cunt.
You cunt.
Yeah.
If you don't think I'll hit a woman,
yeah,
a woman like you, I'll hit. He was gonna fucking knock her out, and if she did that and the dog meant, I'd have to kill the dog. I'd fucking kill it.
Oh, you have to.
Yeah. I'd go get a bat and I'd fucking kill it, and then I'd probably go to jail for fucking throwing her down and
put the fucking muzzle on that cunt.
She deserved it though, because he said it later. He goes, that kind of girl goes, no one ever speaks to her like that. She can talk trash, but no one's actually said to her, you're a fucking cunt. Get out of my face before I fucking smack you. And he goes, and I just did it to her. It was great.
Can I say that if you take out your dogs, Bobby, the story, and plug in Jews, take out Sonny, plug in Oscar Schindler, you just did a perfect metaphor for the Holocaust.
Oh.
And that's, I just want to say, I heard her side of the story, and it's completely different. First off,
yeah.
Wow, Kelby was out of place. Everyone knows Bruiser likes to go for his afternoon walks. Ashley was simply texting me some titty photos. Next thing you know, she's like, some Australian and some goofball are yelling at me, and I said, leave, walk away. Walk away. And so I just really think you're wrong, Kelly.
Paul, what's your story?
He can't listen.
Here's
he's in an underground fighting league similar to Bloodsport.
Look, man.
And he won.
The dark.
I am in the fear. I tried to explain to my wife this, is that I'm in fear of having to kill somebody all the time, or fight somebody, or defend something all the time, because it's not like we live in suburbia. It's not like I live in a house with a cul-de-sac and you go to work, you jump in a box, you go to a box, you jump back in that box, you go to another box, you stay at a little cul-de-sac, you know your people, and you really don't, you're not out, and you know the movie theaters are nice and people don't talk, and we live in fucking hell. I mean, New York City is a rough place to live. It is, man. I mean, look, they threw a guy in front of a subway, and then other people took a photo of it.
Yeah. Well,
I mean,
pretty retarded, but that guy had lots of time to get out of that goddamn subway.
No, are you out of your fucking mind?
Absolutely.
You know how hard it is to jump up from the
Forget jumping up from the subway car. If he would have went 30 yards.
Have you ever been thrown off? Have you ever been thrown around? It's because you're standing up. You're on the tracks. It's probably around 7 feet onto metal and wood and rocks.
Sewer water.
Right.
Have you ever been thrown that far?
Would you believe me if I told you 7 times in my life that's happened?
Really?
No.
Oh.
Why didn't he go in the middle of the tracks?
Why didn't he run?
Do you understand, though? You get thrown off that. That fucking hurts.
Yeah, but react. React.
Dude, someone just threw you in front of a fucking train. You're in shock. Your head gets hit. Your back. You're like, fuck me. The guy got up and ran for the probably what his eyes saw first. He wasn't looking. You don't have seconds to go, which way is the best way to go? You've never thought. That's why I always have a fucking way. When I walk my dogs, I always look for a weapon on the street. I'm looking for a bat, a stick, a fucking some piece of glass. If anybody fucks with me, I know where I can run and grab something. When I'm walking with my wife, I'm always looking for a way out. I know it's psychotic, but like,
you said something.
Delta Force.
You said something before that made sense. Because I was saying what Jay was saying. I was like, why didn't this dude's adrenaline pop him up? But you said something that you said it was up to his chest. Like the cement is up to his chest.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know how hard it is to pull yourself up from your chest? It's fucking difficult. If it really is, you have to think. You think you can jump up? You can't, because your legs have to get up. Up to where your shoulders are. You have to literally jump as high as you can and have somebody help you out. I guarantee.
You can do it.
He'd been drinking, though. His reflexes were slow because he just hit his head and he'd been drinking.
Yeah, I heard he was kind of fucked up, too. Yeah. He was like drunk or something.
This is one thing that I can say about it. And you know, shit can hit the fan really quickly. And shit can get really...
Paul was actually...
Were you the guy who threw him?
What's it?
Were you the guy who threw him or something?
Oh, no.
Paul just got confused.
I was just like, no. No.
Paul admits it to it? I did it. You're like, I didn't even admit to it.
Shit can get really real, but like what you were saying is if it gets, like I was in a situation recently where my family was, my wife, the mother of my kids was backed into a corner and basically threatened, and things were said, and I had no choice. And the instinct that I had as a husband and a father, it comes out of you in a way where it's a survival. It's like anything. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. What the repercussions are about what's going to happen doesn't matter, because that's where I need to go in order to protect my family, the people that I love the most. And a really unfortunate thing happened, that which I really can't talk about, but I'll tell you this, man. One thing that, like, Hollywood movies, like, when you hit somebody, really fuck, like, when you hit somebody,
yeah,
and, you know, and
it hurts.
Yeah. That's, like, they don't show that in Hollywood. Like, you know, the guy hits the guy and walks away, fucking has a drink, and, like my hand is, like, basically, like, Dan looked at it, says it's pretty much broken. Yeah, like, yeah, it's crazy shit that happened.
This Saturday night, Paul Verzin fights.
It's just all hype for a boxing match.
I want to say, first of all, really quick, this podcast coming out next week, right?
No, we've got a few more in between. So this one here, I believe, if we go on order, it should be coming out the 24th, Christmas Eve.
When is this coming out? What is this?
It should be coming out.
What's coming out next week?
Next week, we've got the one with Joe List and Nick Cody.
What's the one after that?
The one after that will be the live one that we did the Monday, Thursday night.
I want this one out next week.
Okay.
I want Nick Cody. I want this one. This one's not better, but I want this one out next week.
Okay. So I got to go, you see?
Because it's better.
It's coming out.
No. Anyways, I want to make sure real quick. When do you have to leave?
In about 10 minutes.
Okay. So you're going to bail. You can stay, right?
Yeah.
And you can stay, right?
Yeah. You guys staying and jamming? Also unplug.
Good, we can talk about
it. The rod.
At Dan Soda on Twitter. Make sure you check him out. Monster Voice. And real quick, you guys, we're going to be starting to do this giveaway for the fans if Kelly can get her shit together. Are you ever going to fucking figure it out?
I emailed you. I went through my emails and found a scent. We can talk about this later. I don't want to.
Kelly, do you have paper? Where are the paper towels?
Anyways.
The goofy
make sure milk. You guys, I want to thank you guys for the donations. Go to our page at riotcast.com. Click on You Know What, Dude. And all the stuff there. Amazon, Gamefly. Support us through those. Donate. Whatever you guys want to do. It's all through there. And we want you guys to support our friends, too. It's not just about us. I love shows that help other people out. That's why I love having, you know, a bunch of people on here that I don't know. Because I like how when comics help other comics. So I want to promote some stuff. I want to promote Dave Attell's new show. It's called Old Porn, correct? Dave's Old Porn on Showtime, and is it on Thursday nights, I believe, right?
11 o'clock.
At 11 o'clock. Why do you seem bummed out that I'm promoting that? Is that
you? I'm a creative consultant on Dave's Old
Porn.
Are
you really?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So you promote it. Go ahead.
Dave's Old Porn, Thursday nights at 11 o'clock on Showtime. That runs again. They rerun it constantly.
Yeah, make sure you support that show, man. We want to, you know, the
it's
ratings,
really fucking funny.
Really funny. And, you know, I like Dave. He's a fan. And also, Tuesday night, the 18th at 8 p.m. at the Comedy Cellar, Tom Papa has a Christmas show. His own Come to Papa show is on right here live at the Comedy Cellar. That's the 18th. So make sure that you get your tickets. That's tomorrow night. Tuesday the 18th, I believe. Mm-hmm. Right, Kelly?
That's right. Is that the radio show or is that a different show?
It's his radio show, but he has a bunch of guests on it. I might be doing a little thing on it, too. It's going to be fun. I love when comedy clubs venture off the fucking beaten path and let people do different stuff. And the Comedy Cellar, you know, it's great that they're doing this. I'm really happy. So get your tickets now. I'm going to put these at the front of the show anyways.
You know, but Tom Papa is, like, oddly just really close friends with Rob Zombie.
Really?
Isn't it
really?
Weird? Like,
yeah, that's weird.
I was backstage at a metal festival a couple of years back, and like I just see one of those golf carts pulling up, and it's Rob Zombie and just Tom Papa. Tom Papa is dressed like, you know, a soccer dad, and he gets out, and I go, Tom Papa? And he just goes, I know, right? no other words had to be spoken. He's like, I know, right?
You gotta love Tom Papa.
He's hilarious.
I love Tom. I mean, he's okay funny, but he's a good guy. No, I'm kidding. He's hilarious.
Sweetheart.
He really is. Anyways, we're out of that now. Those are the plugs. So yeah, dude. I mean, this anger shit is scary now because I like my life. It wasn't scary when I was 25 because
nothing to lose.
I didn't.
Just the leather jacket on his back and his motorcycle out front. Robert Kelly.
I did have a motorcycle at 25.
Did you?
Honda Shadow 500. I went. This was pissed off Dane. He went out and bought a Honda Shadow 500, black. I went out and bought this. He showed up. I was like, I want that bike. I bought the same exact bike.
Did you get pissed?
I got bullshit because I put saddlebags on it. I made it look like a Harley. I chromed out. I fake chromed everything out with like fake chrome so it looked like a Harley.
When you did the pull up, I just imagine you pulling up in front of the comedy club, but God. Acting like everything's
the fucking
normal.
Camera guy just fell.
You were like Lorenzo Lamas, Renegade, but it was spelled R-E-N-E-G-A-Y-E-D, yeah. Renegade.
With the leather vest on.
The tassels.
Hang on, camera guy, listen. 18 people see these photos, so don't kill yourself.
I gotta get the shot. I gotta get the shot.
One leg on a chair and shit. God bless
you. Gave all for the perfect picture.
I don't know. It's back then I didn't give a shit. I used to fight all the time. I remember there was this kid, this comic, Spike Tobin.
Oh, you're telling me.
He killed one night. He just killed. He never really killed. One night at Nick's, he's killed. And Nick's, this is when Nick's was Nick's. It was 500 people. He came down so psyched. He came out, rah, and just headbutted me. Like, but out of happiness, not out of like, I just picked him up and threw him on a car and choked him. I was like, I'll fucking kill you. I mean,
great set, bro.
Thanks. Have you ever been in a fight in a comedy club before?
Yeah, I fucking choked out. I remember I've done a few times. No, a fan or not a fan. This guy came
a fan. I love you, Bobby Kelly.
Get over here.
This guy was fucking with me while I was signing autographs, and he kept throwing digs and digs. Mm. And I finally just got up. I flipped the table. I grabbed him by the throat, and I fucking squeezed his trachea. And I felt shit cracking.
Like, let me tell you something, Matt Frost.
But here's the thing: is that it's stupid. It's fucking dumb, and especially now that I give a shit about stuff. And you're right. When you hit somebody, it hurts. If you don't know what the fuck you're doing, if you're not a professional fighter and you don't know how to throw a punch or take a punch, you know, I always wondered why, you know, those guys would get punched and do sparring and hit a medicine ball. It's so that they can toughen up their body to take these shots. Right. If you punch me, it's going to hurt. You know what I mean? And my therapist said it the best. You should save all your rage for these assholes and these people that you don't care about when you have to defend your family.
Yeah.
When it matters. Yeah. That's when your rage. That's when your fucking rage should shoot out to when it matters.
It's funny. I actually had this conversation a lot in the recent months with like friends and stuff, even about that like whole. But I don't know if it's always wanting to fight necessarily, but it's like. It is like I harbor like a lot of like anger. Like I feel like I'm always like eating shit in some way. Do you know what I mean? So it's like I do like that rage, but it does reflect itself in every kind of way. Yeah. So it's like if I'm at the mall for 5 minutes longer than I want to be there, it's like every person I talk to is just like you.
Yeah, I want to smash people in the face, and I don't have a family.
Like, and you just get like all like just all shitty about it.
But no, it's not that me having a family doesn't make me want to smash people in the face. Me not wanting to do it. Because I give a shit. I care about my. This is what happens. You punch somebody, they fall the wrong way, they hit their head, and they're in a fucking coma. You're done. Or the other side, you get the. I've gotten knocked out. Woke up 4 hours later in a hospital. I almost died. The guy almost killed me. That close to killing me. And it's like, is it worth it? It's only worth it when it really fucking
when you have
matters.
No choice.
When you have no choice. Yeah.
Survival mode is a time.
When your back's against the wall,
you can do it. You're a winner.
You're a hero. If you just believe. Fighting for justice. Fighting for family.
That'd be a great soundtrack to Bobby fighting now.
Fuck you, Dan. Dan.
You've got a family. Give all you got. You make it to the top. You've got a life to fight for. Face to face with your destiny. You must take the reins and go through the turbulent times. Yo, Bobby.
Don't threaten my dogs, dude.
Do it. You're
that's a
winner.
Small one, dude.
No, I'm not touching Dom's guitar.
There's no strings anyway. You need an air guitar with an actual guitar. Were you there for me and Lewis in the room clearing at CB's comedy club?
No.
When me and Lewis got, it was like
of
the
Lewis is
last. Of course, Lewis is about. Lewis had my back.
Let's do it.
Lewis
dude.
Had my back when he thought it was about to be a fight. He was already.
He's the human pit bull.
I love it.
Must take him off the leash.
I
like,
know
Lewis.
Bullshit. I came off stage. And I grabbed a guy by his throat and slammed him through a table. And then he had three buddies with him, and his buddies all got up. And then I didn't eat, not one of them even got near me. And not they weren't very aggressive, by the way, either. These guys got up and they were like,
yeah, they all had beards and they wrote for Comedy Central.
It just got real. It just got very real, and they weren't expecting to get that real themselves.
And Lewis has been counting down days until it gets real.
Yes, and Lewis just jumps over me and like he's just throwing them on the ground one at a time. It was insane.
Okay.
It was insane. But I felt immediately. Like Wayne was there, and Wayne literally blocked my arm. I had the guy on the ground. I was going to punch him, and Wayne tackled my arm.
Save it for the tournament.
You're a winner. You're the winner.
Tommy Gunn only fights in the ring.
I was waiting for it.
He tackled me. He tackled my arm. But then what's funny, Wayne's trying to hold me back while these guys are like scurrying outside.
It's
actually exactly my point, because as he's holding back, like I just reach around, I'm like smacking
him. Wait a second, he's actually on his, he's trying to fuck dry hump him from me.
Yeah.
Stop it.
He's assing me into the dick. But I put my arm around him and I'm laughing already. As these guys are scurrying up the stairs, I'm laughing. And he's like, what? I go, I'm not going to chase them. I go, that was ridiculous. I go, what the fuck did we, like immediately, I was like, hey, what the fuck did we just do? What did we just do? It was so retarded. Yeah. But by the way, as I'm saying that, Lewis is outside throwing them all in the ground.
Okay, here's the deal.
There's Lewis just outside fucking with a circle around him.
Okay, fine. But here's what I'm worried about. This kid, Lewis, has a baby on the way.
Yeah.
Lewis has a beautiful chick.
Yeah.
All right. And if Lewis is, I tell him all the time, settle the fuck down. I know where he's coming from. I've been there, but it's not worth it. Because
it ain't worth it,
that's
bro.
That's a personality. But Lewis doesn't fight. He really doesn't fight.
Lewis is so scary.
The fight that I instigated. Not instigate, but the fight that I got going at CB's is the only physical fight Lewis is. No, one other thing happened since he was a teenager. So that's actually true. But Lewis, what makes me nervous about Lewis is Lewis just starts going off at the mouth.
Yeah, but, it's like, but all right. Listen, man. That doesn't make sense. That's not what I'm saying. Lewis, his rage, it doesn't matter if you don't fight. That one fucking time that you do, you're in a fucking nightmare situation. Yeah. You're arrested. You're gone. Now you can't make money and your fucking kid is alone and your chick has to take... It's just a spiral of horseshit.
There's some upsides to it, I guess.
But over... over what,
Lewis
though?
Lewis in jail for years?
Over what? I pulled up tonight. I'm getting out of the cab. My credit card didn't work. All of a sudden, you hear these fucking jacks. Steve opens the door for me. He's like taking my bags, helping me out, right? Big head Steve. And he, the guys, these two nuncios, probably from Brooklyn, whatever, are yelling, hey, all right, let's go. Get in, out the cab. What? Yelling, right?
Really?
Yeah. And old me would have been like, you know, what the fuck? Go fuck you, you know. You fucking asshole. Yeah, I'll fucking do what I want. And I felt that, but it's like, what is that? That's them. I'm not, I don't want to be that.
Yeah.
And I got out of the cab. I looked over at them. They were like, let's go, whatever. And I just shut the door and I went up because there's no way that I'm fucking letting them suck me into their world and losing everything. Potentially, either I get hurt or they get hurt. And for what?
Those guys are looking for a fight.
I'm a coin flip on that situation. That is me on the day. I can literally walk away like it and be like, fuck those guys, and walk away. Or I can like really, I don't
turn
know.
Turn around
really
and be like, shut the fuck up.
It is
See,
bad.
Well, this might help you. They were really big.
Yeah.
So that helped me walk away. It wasn't like I was looking at fucking Dan Natterman's. Come on now. Either you're in the cab or the out of the cab.
Hit it out. That's the day.
Let me tell you something. There's no point.
What are you in and out?
That's what cabs do. They go.
I tell you.
I mean, the credit, you don't use the credit card if it doesn't work. I mean, you pay cash. It's better for the guy.
Right. Oh, Robert Kelly, get out of the car or don't or whatever.
Technically, it's
what are we doing here?
It's a credit card when you have credit on it.
Move your ass credit. Before I punch you right in the dick.
I gotta go.
Hi, Dan Soda. Thanks for stopping by, buddy.
Fuck off, Soda.
Hey.
Well, what kind of dog was it?
Where are you going?
Rottweiler.
Going to Louis Katz's show in Brooklyn.
Really?
When you get done that, why don't you go Netflix Running Scared, not like a goddamn adult.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a great movie, dude.
By the way, after the Stone Cold wreck,
Dude, Running Scared, that was the one with the kid porn?
No,
that's not that one.
Shut it off!
This is a comedy.
Shut it off!
Remember that? Nothing. All right, nice talking to you. No. You can't get me on a reference that you fucking young turds don't know. Yeah, the worst part is, please, just oh, God. just screen capture, if you can, when they're roller skating, the outfits they're wearing. Oh, God. They had the big stoppers in the fronts. Before rollerblades, they were just roller skating. Oh, they had headbands on. They're down the Key West.
This is in Running Scared?
Yeah, they're trying to buy a bar.
I got an ETA of about
fucking Greg
three
Hines,
hours
dude.
Until I watch it.
Greg Hines.
Greg Hines and fucking Billy Crystal as a great actor. Yeah. Really great cop. I mean, he's really good.
He wears an olive green winter coat the entire movie.
He does. Army jacket. Yeah. Right. Yeah, and they steal the Mercedes. Hello. Hello. Who we did? Hello.
Chair sweet freedom. Wanna be. Shine a light on me. We'll keep the spirit alive. Holding on.
I'm totally into this. I'm sold.
All right, so I'll see you later.
Bye, guys.
But, later, Dan.
But yeah, it's fucking dangerous, man. I know you can't talk about the situation. I don't want you to get into it. But it's, you know, we talked today, man.
Yeah.
I'll just tell him he knocked out Dante Nero fucking cold. One shot.
It's fucking scary, dude. And it's dude. Look, and here's the deal. I don't hang out anymore as much as I used to. I used to be here every night. I used to be, you know, so I get to go home and
yeah.
But it fucking flips me out, man.
I had a weird one. This happened to me literally the day before my birthday. It ruined 3 days. It was one of those situations of, again, like that anger gets in you. Like well, I should have fucking done something more.
Oh,
like,
that's the worst feeling.
I was at my gym. And the coach of the gym
went to the steam room, and they were all sucking each other's dick, and you walked out.
And I'm like, what the fuck?
Like,
I should have fucking done something
more.
Why
didn't I say and present myself to these guys? No, the way CrossFit works, there's like a coach teaches a class. And they're like, I like the exercise. I like the program and doing it. I do not like for whatever reason, I don't know if it's all gyms really, but very specifically that, like, this core of people, it's a very machismo situation. You know what I mean? A lot of that, like, hey, bro, what do you got, a vagina? Are you going to lift that thing up? Or, like, a lot of shit, which I get over that very quick.
You have to, because you're not that.
I asked a question about an equipment thing. I was like, is there enough like bars?
Can I ask you a question? Did you ask the question with your fingerless mittens on?
Nope.
Okay, good.
No, I was wearing my gym clothes.
That might have...
Which is a one-piece cowboy pajamas with a butt plug. I said, are there enough bars for us all to do this at the same time?
Yeah.
And he's like, very playfully, he's like, yeah, bro. He goes, what, you don't trust me as an owner of this place to have the equipment? I go, I'm just saying, we're all playing. I go, I'm just worried about your managerial skills without me being here. And I gave him like an arm, like, not even like no aggression behind it at all. And then I put my hands up like a jokey wrestling thing because he kind of pushed back. And I was like, we're going to do that. Completely playful, nothing aggressive. He jumped in on me and guillotine choked. And like, which is, I'm still fine with, but like,
wow.
Full, but here's the thing. No, but I don't know, if he put my head under his arm, I go with it almost because I'm like, haha, I figure maybe I'll pick him up. Nothing's aggressive. Okay. But then he just, no, I'm telling you, it's hard to describe. It's nothing aggressive.
Right.
But he grabs me in like but he fucking puts like a full on pressure.
Yeah.
Like where, you know, my eyes like fucking went
and
big.
That's and that's where
I,
it got real.
And we went down on the ground. Like I took him down on the ground with me and pulled like away from it ultimately. And he's just like, ha, you'd have been choked out. And I was like, literally, I was like, I didn't know what the fuck. I'm like, are you fucking kidding? I don't know. I've never had it happen before. I've never been choked very much in my life. I had a sore throat for like 3 days. I didn't know, from a choking. I was like, I just didn't know what to do. And like me and Carla got into a big argument. And this is like,
why'd she get into an argument? What was her stance?
She goes, by the way it went, I didn't know it really got that serious.
She was there.
Yeah.
She saw you get choked out.
I didn't get choked. It was
you know what I mean.
Yeah. No, yeah, absolutely. I'm telling you, it was like, even explain to her why I was angry. I'm a little embarrassed.
You're embarrassed.
It was a passive aggressive asshole that did that. Like he tried to act like it was like
it was very dick wavy. It's like, I don't
know. Can I just say something? You don't touch another human being. Not even joking. You don't joke choking somebody.
Fucking
head and
listen, dude.
I agree.
So that's what bugs you. In my eyes, that's where that the line was crossed. Your boundary was crossed when he came over and fucking actually physically tried to choke you, and he put his hands on you. And then when he actually, when you fought back a little bit, he went, "Fuck it, I gotta I got to do this. I got to go with it and apply pressure. And then it got to the point where you both went, whoa, what the fuck are we doing? And you went, ah, and walked away.
No, he, but I kind of took the lead of like, I was like, I just didn't know what to do.
This is where you did what I would do. The same thing. Like, I don't know what to do. This is the people I love with the people that do this. What are you doing? Why would you touch me? What are you, fucking crazy?
Yeah.
Right.
Why would you lay your hands on me like that? I'm just kidding with you, and you just choked me. Are you fucking... I don't have that in me to do.
Yeah.
I shut down. My decision process in making just shuts down.
What's funny about that is...
Later on, I'm like, I should have done this. I should have done that. I fucking... And I get fucked up because I'm dealing with it. I'm in the moment 5 hours from now or in the next day.
No, exactly.
And I'm reliving it all the fucking time.
You know what's funny about that? At least my beliefs, and we say about all that pent up anger all the time. And even the thing is, like I was saying, even like the confident sound of the statement, like, well, I don't want to punch people. It's going to hurt my hands. You know, we kind of take it as like, it's almost the assumption of you winning. There's an aggression behind that and like, and a confidence, but because I think you have the same thing as me. I'm not necessarily, I am afraid of fighting, but I've been in a lot of fights. So I'm not afraid to be in a fight if I have to be, but. I am very not confrontational.
Yeah.
That's what comes from that. That's why DeRosa has a much better... DeRosa's in all those, like, we're in screaming... I know, but DeRosa says what his problem is. I don't. And then I let it get to a point... Like, I've had management...
DeRosa's going to get knocked out.
But when I was with
day.
The Steinbergs before, when I was with the Steinbergs management, I remember having things with them where it's like, I ate so much shit that by the time you explode, you're like, I'm going to fucking... I go from like they don't think I have a problem to now I'm like looking for them to punch them.
Listen,
you know what I'm saying? There's no in between.
Listen, hang on. Go ahead. What are you gonna say?
No, I was just gonna say that like I think like with what you're saying with like the Steinbergs or with certain people, enough is enough. And when it gets reached to a certain point, like if the same person keeps fucking with you and pushing you and pushing you, it was like what we were talking about, my son and the bully. Yeah. You got to knock it out early. But if that person keeps going, when they do cross the line, it's all pent up and it just and it just goes. It just fucking goes with the same person.
I get scared.
Still fucking with you.
Well, here's the thing though, is that in your situation. Even in your situation, is there a right or wrong? It's like, you know, yes, you weren't protecting. You were protecting. You know what I mean? But it wasn't from, you know, it wasn't like you could have walked away. We could always walk away.
With the first altercation, I couldn't have.
Right. Well, but look, I agree with you, dude.
Yeah.
You know, you're good. But the thing is like we walk around. You guys are like me, I think, where you have this. We're happy-go-lucky people.
Yeah, like I don't.
We want to fucking bring joy and happiness for what we do. We'd rather have laughs than fucking anger, but there's something inside that is always, you know, right there, where somebody steps over the line. I love guys that can just walk. I love people that just who gives a shit.
Like, I had friends that were opposite, man, and I never understood those guys. I never understood those guys. Like, dude, one person looks at me wrong tonight. Like, you're like putting shoes on, ready to go out. Like, yeah, you're listening to music. Like, you're listening to music, having fun, and you're like, oh, dude, I'm going to get laid. We're going to go fucking do shots. So, like, I'll tell you one thing. Dude, one fucking person bumps into me at this place because it's a pack. We're fucking throwing to fuck somebody up, and it's like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I grew up with guys like that.
Like,
I used to love those guys.
Yeah, they were always entertaining. My buddy Glenn, dude. My buddy Glenn was one of the nicest guys you've ever met in your life, but he's super impulsive with aggression. And we've had a couple situations, like we've almost gotten like bar fights where it's like, we're at like a bar table, like right by the door of the bar, the exit. You know what I mean? Like, not really using it. No one's eating on the table, or whatever. And a guy's walking outside and like puts his empty glass kind of on the edge of the table as he's leaving. Right. You know, he's going outside. But we're not even like necessarily using the table, we're just sitting at it. And like, you know what I mean? My buddy Glenn's
who
the one.
Who is that?
That's Sunny.
Bring him in here.
My buddy Glenn's the
Put
one
him
who.
In this fucking room.
My buddy Glenn's the guy that'll go grab that cup and be like, hey, you left your cup back, motherfucker. And it's like, all right. I guess it was a dick move, the guy putting the cup down, but who gives a shit?
I've been dealing with my rage for the last 6 years in therapy, you know, because it would get me in trouble. I've been so lucky that it hasn't gotten me hurt or hurt somebody, because it's not I don't know. It's all that I have to back it up. I'm not a. I don't know fucking jiu-jitsu. I don't. Yeah. I don't fight all the time. I can hopefully throw so much rage at somebody that I'll fucking knock them out, or you know, hopefully. If not, I'm fucking getting the shit kicked out of me. You know what I mean?
You don't have the endurance to go the distance.
But sometimes you don't know what the other person's capable of. Like, right. I get really scared because sometimes I snap at people, like, on the subway.
Yeah.
Like, someone's fucking, you know, like, cutting their toenails on the subway, and I don't even think, but I just go, really? You're doing it now?
Yeah.
Now, this is an old Asian lady. I'm not afraid of her. No. I could take her. I know that. Yeah. But I never know. I might say that once to the wrong person, and they go, you got a fucking problem? I don't have anything to
back it up. I have great instincts on who not to fuck with. Yeah. And who I can fuck with. I really do. And it's from growing up and catching beatings all the time. You know what I mean? Or, you know, fighting as a kid. I just know, like, who not to fuck with and who to, you know, walk away. But
So intuitive of you. Don't fight blacks. Fight all Asians.
I'm not going to fuck with anyone that has a cauliflower.
No, but dude, you're like...
fight an Asian
like,
either.
You get a sense. You get a sense of crazy. Like, I was on a subway down by Wall Street once, and I took a pen out, and I had my fucking work bag on, and this dude, he must have been an older veteran. He wasn't looking at... You ever see those people? He wasn't like... If you're me... He was kind of just going like this. Like, you're me.
Can I be you?
He was staring at that. He was staring at that NS.
Can I be you?
Right?
Can I be you?
No. Hold on.
I'm him.
He's staring at that NS, and he's going, and you have a pen. You're me. And he goes like this. He goes, what are you going to do with that fucking pen, huh? What do you think, I'm afraid of a pen, huh? You think I'm afraid of a pen? And he's not looking at me. He's looking next to me. He goes, what are you, a terrorist? I stopped terrorists. You fucking Al-Qaeda? And like, dude, this dude started talking about shit. And he's like, what? You think that I haven't dealt with that before? I'll fucking kill everyone. And like, he just started. And I was just like, all right, dude, like, what am I going to say? Like, fucking leave me alone in my pen? I'm going to be like, no, dude, you're right. You can
fucking write him the quickest poem ever. I love you. You love me.
I'm getting the fuck off this train.
I got lost halfway through that story only because I noticed that Kelly stopped pantomiming holding the pen. And I was just like, I lost the scene.
You know what? Then I should have went with you.
I'm a better actor.
My bad.
I have better credits.
Bam.
First of all, Sonny, get over here.
You lost the audience.
Here.
You had Jay, and
sit
then you
at
lost
that
him.
Mic. Hang on one second.
Me and Bobby are filmists.
You're gonna ask about the dog situation?
Yeah. So I want to know: did this fucking lady? This is Sonny, everybody. Who apparently who used to date Kelly, jizzed in my bathroom. And
but was a gentleman enough to squeeze you? Give him
don't
credit.
Tell him
first of all,
like
I did.
Don't tell him anything.
Here's the deal. Anything. This cocksucker fixed my ceiling. Mm. I've had a hole in the ceiling because the guy changed the light fixture, and I have a hole. And my wife's been like, "Fix the fucking ceiling." I don't know how to fucking fix a hole in a ceiling.
Of course, he fixed the ceiling. He felt guilty for emptying his bag in your fucking bathroom.
He probably filled it with his jizz.
Why don't you look at it as a positive? He did all that work for you, and then he bleached your grout work with his jism.
So, Sonny, you like my shower?
Oh, it's great.
How awesome is it?
From the wall,
blows
from the ceiling.
Did you have all five heads going on?
A couple head going on.
Nice, right? Couple head.
Oh!
So,
never had anyone in here. Have you met anyone in here that's... Okay.
What's that?
I'm trying to think if anyone been in here that...
Has fucked you?
It's banged you?
Your vagina?
Oh, no, gay Joe.
Gay Joe. Yeah, you made him gay.
It's like a Caroline's Comedy Hour of jisms in Bobby's bathtub.
So
you were so cool about that, dude.
What?
Like, you were so cool. Like, I'm not going to lie. Not that he should fucking be, like, I'm not trying to make this awkward, but if somebody fucking came in my fucking shower, I'd be kind of pissed.
God came in your shower, Bobby.
This guy.
All that rage. Explode that rage onto Sonny.
What the fuck are you doing?
I ain't
listen, here,
what
listen.
What are you doing?
I'm sorry.
First of all, here's the deal. He fixed the hole in my ceiling that my wife's been a twat about for the last 2 months.
Then he fixed the hole in your co-host.
Then he fixed the other hole. There it is.
Right?
Damn you, Jay. You beat.
And then he protected my fucking dogs and my dog sitter.
That's awesome.
And
you called her a cunt? That's great.
Oh, it was great.
Now, what did she say?
That bought you two more loads in the tub.
What did she... Sonny.
I came with two light bulbs, too. What does that get me?
You put light bulbs in. I fixed the other light bulbs, by the way.
Oh, dude,
you just had to pull them down.
Oh,
just pull them straight
out.
I YouTubed it. I fucking 12-year-old. What you got to do is pull the lights down, dude. All right, so what did she say?
We were walking the dogs.
Yep.
First dog pooped, the little one.
Yeah.
The littler one.
Kelby.
And Kelby, right. Great dogs, by the way.
Thank you, buddy.
Great name.
You didn't come on them, did you?
No.
Okay.
I always pull out.
Okay.
So the bear wiped his dick with the dog.
First
dog
took a shit.
Yeah.
As she was picking it up,
this
other dog started barking from behind us.
Okay.
Turn around, and she's just standing there, like, holding the dog. Like, holding it back. Like, she's kind of enjoying the fact that
The
dog's going crazy.
She's enjoying it.
Well,
seemed like it.
Right,
she
walk
away. She didn't try.
Kelly,
walk,
I don't want you talking. I want Sonny telling the story because apparently it's a better storyteller. Because you didn't fucking even tell us that she's enjoying the fact
she
that her
was
dog's
looking right at me.
Okay,
she wasn't even looking at the dog. She was holding her dog back, and then Kelby started barking like crazy, and Diva started going crazy.
Yeah,
and then she's just standing there with her dog, but she was walking by and she's picking up shit.
Right.
So I said, "Why are you standing here? Like, keep going. Your dog obviously has a problem. Yeah. You should keep moving."
Right.
And she didn't.
Right.
And then she said, "Do you want me to take the muzzle off my dog?"
Really?
And I said, "Yeah, please do it. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Let's go." You
really?
Know, I just started yelling. How could you even threaten me
with
that?
Can you do me a favor? I'm going to be her, and I want you to be really you, but not in the mic. Just come back out of the mic a little bit, right?
Sure.
So, okay, so tell me to keep going.
Keep going.
Do you want me to take the muzzle off my dog
please,
and have it attack your
please,
dogs?
Please do.
That's how you did it?
Please.
Oh, you weren't angry?
I was very calm.
I don't
really.
I thought he was going to scream.
No.
Okay, go ahead.
No, and then she.
What are you, a fucking ninja? Why are you so calm?
Some little girl. I got nothing
okay,
to worry
okay,
about.
Okay, go ahead.
It's a
all
big
right.
dog that I'm worried about.
Okay.
I'm going to yell and scare the dog.
I'm sorry. So go ahead. So what's what happened?
So then
please,
she
please.
Started walking away with the dog, and she kept yelling, "I'll take the muzzle off, I'll take the muzzle off."
Right.
And she didn't take the muzzle off, so I called her a cunt when she was walking away, and that was the end of it.
Did you say you'd beat the dog up and her?
Once she walked away.
What'd you say?
She was kind of intimidating.
She was?
No.
The girl?
The dog.
Was the girl?
Not really.
White girl, Puerto Rican, black?
White girl.
White girl.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
What a letdown.
Yeah, Dan hit the nail on the head when he said Ashley texting on her iPhone, like, "I've just got a big Doberman dog that just takes care of me."
Let's be honest, Sonny. If that was a black woman, would you have called her cunt?
Absolutely.
His name's Sonny.
He grew up in New York. You're not scared of people.
That's fucking crazy. Which way did she go? Up or down?
Towards
east
10th.
Or west?
Towards 10th, yeah.
She went towards 10th. So she lives down that way.
Oh, yeah.
Can we still find her? Is it too late?
I walked after her, actually. I ended up getting a cab on 10th, but I was trying to find her. Yeah.
You can't so you just come in her and leave. That's all you do. You just come in my shower and take off.
I fix the ceiling.
But you see, after he blew that low, you see how zen calm he was?
Yeah,
that chick? She's like, "I'll let the muzzle off his dog." He's like, "If that's your dog's journey, so be it."
He's painting a softer picture. He's a lot you were a lot louder. When
was he? How loud was he?
I mean, I was yelling at her.
Yeah,
like how? Show me how.
How she was probably about as far as
I'll take
were.
The fucking muzzle off.
Fine.
You should be ashamed,
do it.
You bearded
off.
Fucking
take it
homo.
Off. Do it. Come on.
What?
Come on.
What?
Take it off.
What?
Oh,
what?
He's dying for you to scream at him.
You're a white woman. You should be ashamed of yourself.
I'll fucking take you and the dog. That's what you said.
That fucking aggravates me,
yeah,
man.
She was a bitch.
I liked your English accent on that. Dawig. Okay, you and that dog.
I was supposed to be my American.
It's so we were talking about, but see, his rage, you understand that rage that he's talking about? Well, go ahead, do it.
Yeah.
I don't have, I go from 0 to 3,000. So I go, the reason why I wanted him to do what he did, he's like, "Go ahead, do it. Take it off. Go ahead, do it." I'd be like, "Take the fucking thing off. I'll fucking beat the fuck out of you and I'll fuck your dog."
See, I'm in the middle of both of you. I'd be like, "Yeah, really? Go fuck you, you stupid." Like, I would go a little louder than you, but I wouldn't be
all right,
like,
so you
I'll
go,
fucking kill.
You go. Go ahead. Do you what you said. Go ahead.
Come on.
Do it.
Take it off. Come
wait,
on.
To me?
Come on.
Now you go.
Oh.
Do what you
take
do.
Take it off. Go ahead. Yeah, take it off. Yeah, really? You fucking tell you're a fucking cunt.
Now we go to me. Ready? I'll fucking cut your throat, you fucking cunt to life, and I'll fuck your mother in the fucking neck hole, you fucking piece of shit. I'll fucking stab your dog right in the fucking heart and eat its fucking liver, you fucking cunt. Do it.
Hey,
you don't
hey,
fucking
hey,
threaten
hey,
my
hey,
fucking
whoa,
family.
Whoa.
Can I do one? Let me
yeah,
do one.
Yeah,
let me
yeah,
do
yeah.
it. All right, go. Give me some. Give me some.
Go ahead.
I'll take it off.
Fuck you. And then I walk
Kelly,
away.
You do what?
I'm just a puff of smoke. That's what if he wasn't there, I just would have gone, well, right outside the apartment, I would have just gone straight inside.
No.
She asked me what happened right afterwards.
Really?
She tapped me on the shoulder
Jay,
and asked me what happened.
Jay, do Dan Natterman doing it, please.
Good Dan Natterman voice.
You have to do it in a voice.
Dog's barking.
Yeah.
I would
dog is barking. Oh, yeah, the macho man.
I dare you to do it, you big fat lady. Or,
don't you hurt my
big,
dog.
Was she a great big fat lady?
There's so many fucking assholes out there that, like I was telling you, that want to suck you into that.
Yeah.
You know, like even the fucking asshole a long time ago that I fucking choked at a comedy club. That's not my life. I don't like doing it. I don't like hurting people. I don't like getting hurt. That's not my thing. But these people want to suck you into their world. Now, I'm thinking about this asshole for the next week and a half.
But aren't you blown away, though, when it like... right downstairs, actually, outside the cell. I teased one of the waitresses when I was on stage. So when I was leaving the club, she popped outside, and she goes, she was like, fuck you, Jay, like playfully, fuck you, Jay. And then a dude in a suit, I mean, a guy, again, not intimidating guy looking at all, but yeah. Younger guy, like, and he goes, he just heard behind him, the girl goes, fuck you, Jay. And he goes, yeah, fuck you, Jay. And that was one of those moments where I was like, I'm just going to walk. But in my mind, I'm blown away. I'm like, I have at no different version of sobriety, I mean, being like drunk or stone sober, I'm never that guy. I just don't know. That's never in my personality to jam my nose in that guy. But you encounter that every day.
I was at Uncle Vinny's last night, Saturday night, and there's an apartment across the street from the club, and these fucking young douches are literally, I'm inside saying hi to fans and taking photos, and they're yelling shit at us. And it's like, of course I could have been, what the fuck, fucking, and they'll come down, and then, I've been there, I've done it, I've thrown full beer cans at people's faces, you know,
people are the worst.
You know, it's just like, it's never been worth it to me, especially now, when I have shit that I like. Yeah. I like my house, I like my wife, you know what I mean? I like my life, things are all right, we do comedy. And it's
putting that dick in their place does feel good though. Like my brother told me a great story. He was in like Best Buy at one of those stores, and the lady was just shitting on the worker. Like she'd call him over. She was like the superior, but she was like, you know, the manager or whatever. And she was behind the counter. She goes, "Come here. What are you doing?" And she's just shitting on her employee. And my older brother's watching, and he's just feeling what this guy's feeling at work. And the guy's just getting shit on, head down. Customers watching him, and my brother starts to get. And my brother was a quiet dude, you know, and he just starts to get upset, and he just fucking snapped. And he just walked up calmly. He walked up calmly to her, and he goes, "Listen, I just want to let you know that if you ever talked to me the way that you just talked to him, I would take that tape that was in his hand, and I'd bury it in your fucking head." He said it calmly. "I'd love to bury it in your fucking head." And he just kind of walked away, and she just was totally taken back. But that's just so fucking sad.
Yeah, but you didn't change her. You did nothing.
No, I know. That's true.
And you've done nothing except now. If I get it.
And she paints you as the fucking nut now.
Yeah, you're the fucking. I mean, like you, if you got into a fight with that lady, number one, you could have been a mauled by a fucking attack dog. My dog would have been dead.
And you're Kelly, the asshole who punched a girl.
Yeah, and Kelly would have ran and fucking not been hurt because she would have left you hanging and my dogs. But because she's from Australia. And you never know
what that woman knows. She could know kickboxing or so, you know. Like,
yeah, but she could.
Totally,
yeah, but her fucking boyfriend could be a murderer. You know what I mean? I mean, who the fuck knows?
He could be around the corner waiting. Right. You know.
And here's the deal. Here's your option. You either fucking go. Can you shut your fucking dogs up? No, but you can keep moving. Go ahead. Just go. Or walk away, and then that's it. Which is so hard to swallow. Yeah. It's just hard to swallow because instinctually, as a human, you want to go shut the fuck up and go. You're wrong. You're a cunt. Your dog's a fucking asshole. And you, fuck you. It's hard to swallow that. You know what I mean? I'm glad you didn't either. I'm glad. But I'm glad you also, if you had got hurt in that situation over something that stupid, I would have felt like shit. Especially because you didn't fucking finish my stairwell that you gotta finish. And I need that done.
And it's also take the muzzle off dog as an empty threat.
No, like, it's not.
Well, you want to see if they're going to do it. That's why you ask.
Look, man, you take a muzzle. Your dog has a muzzle. You take it off and let the dog attack my dogs. It's happened. No. I've read about it. It happens in New York.
People taking the muzzle
lying,
off.
You know when they're lying when you say I read about it? Yeah. Fucking the age of YouTube and Twitter.
I just think someone announcing that and yelling in a street, she wouldn't do. I mean,
you never know, dude. It's a fucking.
You probably wouldn't have a muzzle on your dog if you were a psychotic. You know what I mean?
No, like, you might have to have a muzzle on your dog
because the dog's psychotic.
Because you have to, because the dog attacks people, and or it's attacked somebody before or another dog, and court ordered you have to wear a muzzle on the fucking thing.
Right. As I'm saying, that's why I'm saying her threat that I will take the muzzle is probably. Look, it's all probability. You're right. If there's a 0.1% chance, it's still no good.
I had to know if it was going to happen.
I got a neighbor with a muzzle dog.
I had to know if she was going to do it.
And it's fucking scary. But growls. I mean, it fucking growls.
You're pretty confident she wasn't going
to. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I've lived next door to a house that had a Doberman all my life. And they're fucking scary as shit dogs. But this was like late.
Was it a Doberman or a...
Dude, they're terrible.
Hang on. What'd you say? Go ahead, finish that.
I live next door to a house.
Yeah, I got that part.
But like, and they're scary as shit. Like one of the dogs bit my brother once and like just chewed apart his arm.
Really?
And because the dog,
my brother was young and he was on the fence trying to get a ball.
Yeah.
And the dog just fucking boom and attacked his arm. Like, right. They're fucking awful dogs. But it was a busy street.
They're
like,
not awful. Well, first of all, fuck all that. They're not awful dogs. It's awful human beings. It's that cunt who owns the dog. She don't know how to control the dog. My dogs, I can let my dogs off the leash and walk with me and they don't go anywhere. Because I fucking train them. They know that I'm their fucking leader. My wife can't do that because she lets them fucking bark. And they don't respect her. They're the leader with her. This fucking dog, it's that broad's fault. It's not the dog's fault. I'll never blame a fucking dog. Unless it's a wild fucking original dog that you see like in Aruba just running around with teats, like 19 teats hanging off of it because it has new pups every 7 weeks. Those fucking dogs, if they attack, whatever. But if you own if a human being owns a dog and it's a fucking lunatic, it's their fault.
Yeah, I think it was her brother's fault because he should have gotten wrist control and then popped out his hips, tried to fight for side control just to get his arm out of that dog's mouth.
You know jiu-jitsu?
A little bit.
Oh, my God. That's why he's so calm.
Yeah.
He's fucking cocksucker.
No, I got a lady in my complex. She's a neighbor, and she's got this pit bull. And she goes, this is how she talks to the dog. And she treats the dog. She doesn't treat the dog like she's the owner.
Hang on, Jay, get off your fucking phone. Get off your phone.
She treats.
They asked me to come to a spot downstairs. I need somebody to close the show.
Oh. Yeah, but that ain't till 12 o'clock.
No, it's like right now.
Okay.
I want to see somebody close the show.
All right, go ahead. Sorry, go ahead. We're wrapping it up.
No, yeah. So she's got a pit bull, and she treats the pit bull like it's a fucking, like it's, oh, there she is. Come here, girl. Come here. And the fucking dog goes, rrr, every time you see it. I knock on her door one day. There's no shit. I knock on her door one day. I had to tell her something, and the dog's going, rrr. And the dog's trying to go. She goes, no, Paul, you could come in the foyer. And I'm like, fuck you. I ain't going anywhere. She goes, no, you could come in the foyer. I'm like, fuck that. And the dog's going, rrr.
She's holding her by the collar.
No, she plays. She plays. And she's going, you could step there. And I swear to God, the dog fucking like jerked the rat. And she goes, you might want to stay outside. You fucking bitch.
Yeah.
You know, I would have fucking ripped my leg off. And you see the dog, and the dog's going, rrr. And it's like, and she's going, look at my baby. My baby. And it's like, that's the fucking problem.
There's nothing worse than a shitty dog owner, man. It's just, they're the worst people in the world. They really are.
Yeah.
People who don't know how to fucking own a dog and train a dog so it's not an asshole.
And dude, I'll tell you right now, I'm not trying to be tough.
The worst people in the world.
I'm not trying to be tough. That pit bull fucking bites my kid, I'll fucking kill it. I'll wear a pit bull head for fucking winter.
Yeah, but here's
dude.
The thing.
I'll fucking kill it, dude.
You won't do shit.
I'll kill it, Jay.
Listen.
I will.
You ain't gonna do shit,
I'll
that dog.
Kill that motherfucker.
First of all, you don't have to kill the dog. They kill the dog anyways. If it bites a child.
No, but you want to take the life. Yeah. You want to see the life go away from a dog.
What are you gonna? First of all, stop for 1 second. I want to know how you're going to kill it.
Guillotine choke.
You're a dick.
You're going to do it the J way?
Yeah. I want to see him die the way I felt the other day. I got to run, Bobby. Let me tell you, I love you, buddy.
I love you too, buddy. We're out of here, man. You guys have been fantastic. Jay, thanks for stopping by. Give you Twitter real quick.
Big Jay Oakerson on Twitter and Facebook, if that still exists.
Okay, man.
At Paul Verzi. At Paul Verzi. That's V-I-R-Z-I on Twitter. And you can follow me on Facebook. And paulverzi.com is a website.
Yeah. Can I plug my podcast?
Please go. Yeah, please.
Yeah, Legion of Skanks on Cave Comedy Radio. Because hey, Riotcast hates our guts.
Just hold on. Would you?
I got you.
Just hold on.
Love you, Bobby.
I love you too, buddy. And Kelly, what do you got?
Twitter is Kelly Fasuga.
We're wrapping it up.
KellyFastuca. And he's don't forget coming.
Keep those on.
You know what, dude? Facebook and Twitter handle as well. YKWD podcast at Twitter or Facebook. That's where you get all your videos and keep up to date with everything.
Do me a favor. You got.
Oh, I know.
If you do me a favor. If you guys want to email us, let us know anything you like the show. You want to be on the show? Anything? Just YKWD. At riotcast.com is the email. YKWD at riotcast.com. Please email us. What?
And also, if you want to send in anything for the Christmas or the season's greetings, I'll give you out the address again.
Go ahead.
The address is 676A 9th Avenue, number 424. That's New York, New York, 10036. And I've been getting some nice stuff lately. So send some
Christmas stuff in for Kelly and anybody on here. Paul, you know, Giannis gets stuff all the time.
Yeah.
If you guys want to send cards in or Christmas presents, I'd like a new iPad mini with the Wi-Fi and the 4G and the 64 gigabyte, the top end. It's around $7. If you guys want to buy that for me,
update it.
I can't get it. But you know, my wife won't allow me to get it. But sure, just you can buy that, throw it in the mail. It's up to you. I mean, it shows somebody who's a fucking millionaire that watches, listens to the show for free every fucking week.
iPad, I'd love an iPad.
You just want a regular iPad. Yeah. She wants a regular iPad.
A regular one.
Yeah, generation one. They're $100. You want to get it, Kelly?
Oh, that's
one of those?
Doable. You got to get Kelly that, guys. Come on, it's the holiday season. What the fuck?
Come on, I'm going.
Kelly needs an iPad.
I'm going home soon, and I don't want to take my laptop. I just want to take an iPad.
I'd love it if they do someone in, but the week after you leave. Anyways,
John.
Yeah, it's on John.
John Asher. Twitter is John Asher _ funny, and on Facebook, facebook.com/ John Asher comedian.
He takes all the photos over at the stand.
That is correct.
The comedy club.
Oh, dude, you took great ones of me on stage, dude. Thanks,
you're very
man.
Very photogenic. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hmm. That is true, because in life.
You want to keep that beard, Paul.
Yeah, I mean, this is a, I know that we, it's, it, I know that the fans are like, what the fuck, we talked about all this weird shit tonight. It kind of was a little weird, you know, but, you know, I just think that the, you know, I want you to be careful, dude. Be careful. Yeah. I mean, and it, you know, I mean, even all this fucking rage that's around this city is scary. It's because there's so many people from so many different places all on the streets. We're not in boxes. You understand? Everywhere else in the world, people drive here to there to there. You can avoid things and places. But we're walking the fuck around. There's millions of people walking around. You know, you just 2 a.m. is fucking 8 o'clock at night anywhere else in this country, and you never know who the fuck it is. You know, you never know who the fuck's around. There's fucking assholes in the world, and it gets a little frustrating after a while. It gets tedious and taxing to live in this fucking city. And the older you get, and the more mature you get, and the more things you have that you like, the less you are to go, oh, I'm not going to lose it over this cunt.
Yeah.
I don't want to fight this fucking guy. It's just not worth it. Like I said, if my family's in jeopardy and my dogs or something, okay,
let me ask you a question real quick. I know you want to wrap this shit up, but let me ask you a question. What would you have done if you were there with the dogs?
There's some trucker right now going, thank God, man, I have fucking 10 more fucking hours left. I need this show to keep going.
No, but like, what would you have done if you were there with your dogs?
That's the problem, man, is I love, the reason why he's calm and collected, I think, is because you do fight. You know how to take care of yourself. You're secure with yourself. If something goes down with me or any other guy, that you can do what you do or what you train to do to handle yourself. So a dog and a woman really doesn't fucking threaten you. I mean, I think that when when you get angry and you're dealing with rage, it's because you're petrified.
But that's what I was just going to say.
You're
me
petrified.
And you were scared. Me and you were going to be scared. You're not scared. No, and the scared,
try not to be.
The scared animal in the fight is like, that's what, you know. You know what I mean? Like, if you see a snake,
like,
dude, if you see a snake in when you see, like, on National Geographic, and a snake is like, and it backs up, dude, that thing doesn't want to do that.
It depends. If that lady caught me, exactly, you're right. If that caught me on the night, I might have been, you get the fuck, move it. I mean, because I'm trying to live, especially in this city, with where I'm at in my life, I'm trying to live in a better spot. I want to be in a better spot. I don't want to be in that fucking rage over some horse shit. But it is. I don't know, but I might have snapped. I might have been like, go fucking fuck yourself. You know, I'll kill you. You know, I might have snapped.
Yeah, because you would have felt like your little dog were in jeopardy.
Yeah, and it's scary. You get scared. Once you get scared, man, it's not a good place to be in for any party because, you know, it's just not good. I've been there. I'll be honest, man. I've been scared my whole life. I'll be honest. I've been scared my whole life since I was in sixth grade. I mean, no, even before that, you know, with the stepdad and then kids in school and, you know, all the shit, you know, you get made fun of. People want to beat you up and they chase you and they hang out after school and they want to hurt you. And they don't want to. Do they know they're going to hurt you? But you don't know. You don't know. You think they're going to kill you. I mean, or you think people are going to, you know, you don't know. What it's just scary.
Yeah.
So you build up this rage and this defense mechanism to, you know, it's barking. It's what dogs do. I want to bark louder than you to make you, submissive.
You're right.
That's what it is. I'm trying to make you submissive so I don't have to fight you.
Yeah.
But if I have to fight you, then I'm going to, you know, then we start. And then there's one that just fucking bows out and rolls on her his belly and you can lick my asshole.
Yeah.
I'm done, you know.
That's Diva, right?
Yeah, Diva's the best. But it's you know, I mean, it's that there's guys, you know, I know people that are not scared.
Yeah.
You know, that, you know, shut the fuck up. No, you know, like they can be that calm in that situation because they know what they can do.
Yeah,
and then they know that they're not assholes. They know they're not scared because it's like they know they're in the right. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right.
Usually, the people screaming and yelling are they're fucking petrified.
But I see that. I see you do that. I see you be like I've seen you get angry, but I've also seen you be calm, Bobby. Like you can be that Bobby. That's
my
like,
anger.
What are you
is,
doing? Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, my anger is. My anger is pretty much, you know, Jackie Gleason anger.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Honeymooners, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's not real anger. It's, you know, even when I yell at my wife, I yell, shut the fuck up. I mean, it's,
well, this recent altercation that I was in, I could tell you I was very, very calm and I was very calculated. Yeah. I was sober.
Yeah.
And I just said, no, this can't happen to my family.
Yeah.
I'll tell you one quick story. I got one of the first real fights I ever got into.
Yeah.
I went to my buddy's college and we went to a fraternity party and I'm doing shots and I'm getting loaded. And that was the time. Remember the stupid fucking pinstripe hair?
Cream your face.
But it was like, yeah, but it was like the pinstripe
pencil,
connection. Yeah, it was like the pencil thing.
Pencil thing.
No. One of my buddies had that.
Purple
and
rain.
A big altercation broke out in the dorm and somebody pulled this big guy's shirt and it ripped and it all moves outside. Mm. And it wasn't me who pulled the shirt. And this guy goes outside and he goes, who the fuck pulled my shirt? Who pulled my fucking shirt? And he looks at my friend with the fucking hair.
Yeah.
And he goes, was it you? How about I take out a fucking razor and cut that shit for you? And stupid me, trying to be tough, didn't think I was going to fight. I didn't want no part of this guy.
Uh-oh.
This guy was a 25-year-old sophomore, 6'2". I'm 5'8". He goes, how about I take out a razor blade, cut that stupid fucking hair off your chin? And stupid me goes, yeah. You want to fuck with him? You got to go through me for when that shit was cool. You got to go through me first. And he just looks at me and he goes,
okay.
I'll fucking kill you. And he just runs at me.
Mm.
Panic from head to toe. Wanted no part of it. And then it went from panic to survival. Mm. Swear to God. Timed his head coming at me. Hit him. Got him down. And we start wrestling around and I got my licks in. But I hit the initial hit. Stopped it, and then I'm talking shit after. Yeah, I'll fuck you know, because I wanted no part of that.
Mm.
When I said yeah, you got to go through me first, my stupid fucking balls and liquor just fucking come up.
Just
wanted no
off.
Part of that, and he just yeah. And when you see that's the thing though, we didn't talk about this part though. When you fucking say something to a man, and I'm sorry, dude, I don't mean to run your show longer.
No, God, I'm
when you say something,
we're interested. We're like
when you say something to a man,
yeah,
you better be fucking prepared. Like, if you say something like, hey, dude, you know something? I'm going to fuck... You better be prepared that if that dude comes out and does something, you just made a legit... You're a grown man, and he's a grown man. You just made a legit threat. So if he comes crazy, like, you have to be prepared for what you're saying.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because that's a crazy moment.
But here's the thing. It's none of it is worth it.
No,
at the end
absolutely.
Of the fucking day, unless you're protecting your family, none of it's worth it. It's just at the end of the day.
You're right.
It really is none of it's worth it.
You're right.
If you knock a guy out and he's clean, just a dickhead, and you punch him in the way, and you knock him out, it's not worth it. It's just he's going to wake up and feel like shit, and his family or he has a wife that's going to cry and what happened to you, and he has a kid that's going to go, daddy, you know, or he hits his head. You
accidentally
and
throws someone
fucking,
off the subway.
You know, shit happens. I mean, look, that's fuck you. That's family. That's family is the human race is part of your family. If someone's being attacked, you need to help.
Yeah.
That's when you're, I'm not that. Yeah. If I saw some guy being attacked by that guy, I would have fucking helped the guy or fucking attacked that guy. You know what I mean? I mean, you got to. I know you're afraid and blah, 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 but you got to do something. But yeah, it's just not worth it. It really
isn't.
No,
it's not. It's not
unless
worth
you're a fucking MMA fighter and you're going to make around 20 grand or a fucking $1 million on pay-per-view. Is it really fucking worth it to get into a fight with some random person over some bullshit because he bumped into you in the street?
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
You know.
I think you should give yourself more credit, though. I've seen you very, like, more calm than I've seen you in any other state. Like, sometimes I've seen things happen and you've been like, dude, why would you even worry? Like, I've been the one going, huh?
and you've been the calm one. You know what I mean? Because you're here saying, "Oh, I'm so I get angry." Yeah. Like, I think you're a lot calmer than you think.
I'm calmer than I used to be, but believe me, I've been a fucking. I'm trying to admit, you know, to I'm not a tough guy. Right. I have a lot of fucking fear in me from being a kid, and that comes out in rage. But I'm also not a little thin dude. I can throw a good punch, and I can handle myself.
I'll fucking fuck you up if I need to.
It's just, you know, it's a scary fucking place to be in at our stage of the game.
Absolutely.
When you're 15 to 20 something, you get into a fight, you roll around, you get your fucking nose broken or something. Yeah. All right, there you go. When you get kids, man, are you going to go home?
That's what I was just going to say, dude. Your kid looks at you, "Daddy, what happened to your what happened to you?" It's brutal.
That hurt.
Now, you're a jiu-jitsu guy, so you must you fuck people up, right?
Well, getting fucked up is really what you focus on in that, because it happens so much more than fucking somebody else up.
Yeah.
You get choked. I mean, you're getting choked every single time you go.
Do you like that when you come? Do you like Kelly to choke you?
Both hands around the neck, right hand. Sorry, don't answer that.
Oh, right then.
He's never coming back.
Are you and Kelly just friends now, though? Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
He's like, until I get to the shower, and then we'll fucking
until we get the 5-minute shower again.
I get that new fucking squeegee.
Are you going away for the Christmas break, or
I do? I go away, but she's going away.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm gonna let you stay in place. Not you fucking random broads. Only broad I let you fuck is Kelly at my house. Unless you get my stairs done. I want you to come over and fix those fucking stairs. At least tell me if you can do it.
Yeah.
He took photos and measurements and everything when he was there.
See Sonny roll out. I just want to see you roll up to his house with like rubber gloves, Mr. Clean, like just a whole bunch of clean tile cleaning shit.
All right, let's give it up for the Stand Comedy Club, those cocksuckers over there. Make sure you support those guys. They're trying to open up a brand new club, and the first year is the hardest. So the lineups they put on over there are fucking retarded. Same. Too.
Yeah, it's great.
It really is retarded. They're taking the young the youth, the young guys, the up and comers, the fucking, and then the veterans. And then new people too. They're reaching out to all kinds of new people that you don't think that would actually play. They're really putting a good wheelhouse of comedy in there. Funny people. That's it. It doesn't matter. So
have you done it? Have you done it yet?
Once.
Oh, okay.
One time. I'm never going back again. I'll never work that club.
You got to come for the steak sandwich at the minimum, dude.
Dude, that's
the best. I don't give a fuck. Listen, that's the greatest.
Amazing.
I know it's a big compliment. I know it's a big. It's the greatest fucking steak sandwich.
Gongonzola
cheese. Dude, I'm Sicilian and Greek. I fucking eat shit. That is the greatest.
I eat shit.
Dude, it's like that, Philly cheesesteak style.
Yeah, fucking general of a compliment. I eat to survive. So
steak with gravy and the cheese.
They make a steak sandwich, right?
All right.
They get a hunk of fucking beef in there, right? Like raw, like from right from the butcher, and they slice this unbelievable, like great, like the best kind of beef ever. They cook it to perfection. It's like chewing fucking right. No, listen. They put some gorgonzola on it with the caramelized onions.
And listen,
the top
chubby.
Is the pretzel bread sub. It's a pretzel bread sub.
I gotta go. This is terrible. Okay. I can't believe you just did that to me. I'm hungry right now. Just give me a headache. Anyways, check them out. Comedy Cellar is the fucking my home club. Make sure you support these. They're the best. And support fucking the shows. Riotcast.com. Go there. Download the app. It's free. Download my app. It's free. You want to listen to the show? Android versions are coming on both. And support all the other shows, man. I really do, man. The network we put together for you guys. We handpicked all these shows because we think they're interesting and they're doing something different. So if you like podcasts, if you're on the car, if you're on a train, if you're in a truck and you need you like talk radio, you like hearing some funny assholes fucking yapping about shit, make sure you go to Riotcast and check out all the other shows because they're hilarious. And thanks for supporting us. You guys are the best. I'm going to stop sucking your cocks right now. What else do I have to promote? Anything?
You want to promote some shows coming up?
No, that's in the front of the thing. Yeah, so we're good, man. You guys are the best. Thanks a lot. I'll see you later. I'm going fucking starving right now.
Yes, I'm here.
Piss on the tip of my dick. I don't know what that means.
Everyone left before I could get a group photo, so maybe we just do one with the three of us.
Yeah.
All right.
was great.
Is that okay?
Yeah, we're still playing right now, too.
Yeah, I know we are. That's why I'm still talking in the mic.
I didn't hear that. No.
It's a fun podcast, man.
When he stops recording, I want to hear the story.
This is...
I have to hear the story.
He's going
to
fuck me and shit.
No, go ahead.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, your fucking mind.
You know what's weird is that... I love that we ended it and people are like, finally. Yeah, and now I'm just really aggravating like a few people. They're like, fucking cocksucker.
Oh, fuck them. They love it. Like
dude,
you said, they fucking
the
love
fuck,
it.
What the fuck, dude? I don't know what all your listeners will listen to Louis Gomez.
I gotta go. My wife just texted me, I made dinner. You coming home? Fucking da 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 da. I should punch her in the chin.
When are you coming home? What are you doing?
All right. God bless.
What does she cook? Is she a good cook?
Yeah, she's a great cook.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Oh shit!
She's so good.
That turkey, I had turkey at their house at Thanksgiving. Oh. Holy Mary,
stuffing?
Mother,
that was a stuffing.
Fucking God, with a sausage in it,
dude.
God,
we got. Oh man, it sucks. The podcast ended right when food got going. Yeah. Fuck.
We're out of here. Fuck yous. Bye. I love you, cocksuckers. You know what?
Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop.